Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Palace, a spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. And before we get started, I'd just like to open up in prayer this evening. And we're going to do things a little different. Prayed on it, we decided to take you to Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, 9 to 13. So that's what we'll be reading from to start off to open up in prayer this evening. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen. And just to help everybody out, what I've been doing is I've been trying to do things a little different and usually trying to get a host, co-host on, special guest on, you know, has been kind of difficult. So I've just been, you know, sitting and praying and reading more and just working on my relationship with God. And I'm pleased, and I'm sure he's pleased. I have a wonderful transformation, and the new year has just begun, and I'm thankful. You know, I'm extremely thankful because I'm truly a work in progress, and I'm a willing participant. I'm a willing servant, and I'm just honored, you know, to be here with everyone on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. And I'd also like to just give a special thank you to Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, because they have helped me more than I think they'll ever know that they've helped me. And when I say help me, I just mean just working on me, you know, itself. And I'm pleased, you know, and I'm definitely pleased. And, you know, hopefully they'll, you know, call in this evening, Evangelist Angela Parker. Hopefully she'll call in this evening to join us. But they are Partners in Prayer Global Ministries, where Evangelist Angela Parker is the CEO and founder of the ministry, and they have a Real Partners in Prayer line that is Monday to Thursday, and then they also have Healing and Deliverance on Friday, and then they also have other programs on Saturday and Church Without Walls on Sunday. And I'm honored to be able to participate and listen and just to grow and follow them in the scriptures and just hear the word, you know, on a daily basis with them. And it's just a wonderful feeling, and it helps me with my day, you know, after I get up and I read and I just sit and I pray. And then next thing you know, I'm all ready for work and I'm dialing a number and I'm listening, and I listen all the way until I get to the front door. So I just want to say, you know, a special thank you, you know, to them. I usually thank them, you know, on each show, and I'm going to continue to thank them because they're helping me. They're helping me in so many ways. And I'm going to say we probably have some technical difficulties right now. We could just hold on the applause and everything until we, you know, get everything under control. We will definitely communicate with Blog Talk Radio to make sure that everything is fixed on their behalf. So without the clapping, we're just going to go to a song, and then after we go to the song, we're going to come back on, and we're going to start our show. Amen.
Hallelujah, yeah. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, and all the earth. All the earth rejoice. He rests himself in light, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. How great
music raise it up, please.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. Start by bringing on the callers this evening. We're going to go to our first caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Evangelist Angela Parker.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Just been sitting here waiting on hold. Just fine. Praising the Lord to be here.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you. I was having some technical difficulties, and then clapping came on that wasn't supposed to come on, and then the computer froze before I even started the show. I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's all right. No weapon formed against you. No weapon.
Amen, amen. We do actually, now that I have the studio up, we have callers, I guess, that have been holding it. Well, I am so sorry, callers, but we're going to bring you on the air as well.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Would you, before we bring them all on, we're going to bring everyone on one at a time, and then we're just going to, they can share their testimony or say what they're thankful for. It's completely up to them. Would you like to start off by what you're thankful for?
Yes, I'm thankful for being here tonight.
Amen.
I'm thankful for being on the line. I'm so thankful for where God, the direction that he has given me for 2014. He is truly working wonders in my life, and I thank him for eye-opening experiences and how he just blesses us right sometime, right in the wilderness. You can be whatever you want to be in God. It's our frame of mind. God doesn't change. He asks us to change, and that means he just wants his will to be our will. So I'm just so thankful that me and God are seeing more eye to eye. I'm seeing more out of his eyes instead of my eyes, and I just thank him for the transformation that he's making in my life. I'm so very grateful to him to be here.
Amen, amen. And it's truly an honor to have you here with us this evening. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring the callers on. My computer did freeze again. So while I'm trying to get that up, I do not know who is calling. So I'm just going to go to each caller. Since the computer has frozen, I'm going to try and get it back up.
All right.
Amen. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord. It's Evangelist Martha. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
All is well. All is well. How about you, ma'am?
Yes, doing good, doing good. A little tired, but I'm doing good. I'm still pushing. Still pushing.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for just being here. It's an honor to be here on live, actually. And I wanted to give you a heads up. I loved how you prayed, you know, because sometimes if we don't have nothing to say, and there's, like, scriptures, like Psalms, that's a very good, like, I look up to the hills coming my help. That's a prayer. Actually, if you just put it personal to you, it's a prayer. It's not, that's what David prayed when he was in the cave and when he was, you know, all this other stuff. You know what happened to David, how he was, the people didn't really like him. The person was jealous of him. So I just thank God for your prayer. Keep it up. Sometimes we have to do that sometimes. If we don't have nothing else to say, we just get in the word or just say thank you, Jesus. That's all you have to do, you know.
Oh, I always got a lot to say. I always have a lot to say.
Amen, amen. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But sometimes we have to humble ourselves and just say, you know what, okay, let me slow down. Because last night I preached about listen and learn. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. You know, it was a lesson learned for me, not only for me, but for the whole church, you know. It was just,
mm-hmm.
It was off the chain. God is good.
Okay, all the time. But Evangelist Stevens, just bear with us 1 second. We're going to bring on another caller as well, okay?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello. Well, welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Okay, we're gonna mute that caller, and then we're gonna go to another caller. That I just went to, you could just press 1 again. This way, that'll let me know that you want to get back on the air with us. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Jesus.
Well, welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Okay. We're going to mute that caller, too. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T. How are you?
Oh, my heart is so heavy. I've just been, I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. But I do want to ask you all to pray for my family and friends and everyone in West Virginia that has the chemical spilled.
Yeah.
I actually have a son, brother, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, and 2 grandbabies there that's affected by this chemical spill. Also, my friend, the James family, which lost a loved one yesterday. And it just seemed like everything just all of a sudden today just was just so tremendous. And I was like, I can't wait for Spiritual Sunday, you know. I've been praying all day. I've been playing my gospel, and, you know, something has got to give because, you know, the weight on my heart is so heavy, and I just don't know which way to turn right now.
And I did know that something was wrong. Before we continue, though, there's some feedback in someone's phone. If you can please just mute your phone, it's greatly appreciated because we do have some feedback and some noise that's coming through. But, T, I did realize you were going through something because, you know, as soon as you start posting up all the gospel songs in the forum, I knew something. And, and I personally, I don't know about everyone else, I didn't know about the oil spill. I was at work today, and it was, oh, my God, one of those days. So I didn't know about it, but I am, you know,
actually,
sorry.
Actually, Thursday, they actually must, Kathy, Pastor Kathy Holland,
right.
She actually left from her place yesterday and took water to my family and everything like that. And we had a couple other people that left, like, you know, they're a place to take water because the water was sold out and everything like that. They don't even want these people washing their body with it, let alone drinking it. They don't want them to wash the dishes, clothes, or anything. And it was 2,000 to 5,000 gallons spilled into the river.
Jesus.
Yes. And, you know, my son had called me, and he was like, Mom, you may have to get some money together because it may be a month or even longer before they even get this situated, you know. And like I said, you know, one of my grandbabies have to have water for his formula, you know. And it's just, I don't know. Like I said, we don't realize what we're going through until, you know, you have to go through it.
Right.
You know, I thank God I've never had to go through anything like that. But even with the cold weather, you know, I posted, I've never in my life felt such frigid weather as long as I've lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that God is trying to tell us something. And, you know, it's time to take heed.
Amen.
Yeah, and it's
right.
Just that, you know, like I said, my heart is just very heavy right now. And Lavina, you know, I mean, I would come on, but I've been crying all day. I cried all day yesterday, and I was like, you know, I've got people, well, I'm not going to say people, a person, you know, like making me out that I'm the bad guy, and I think I've spoke to you about that before, Lavina, know, which, you know, I've, like, tried to block the number, but then, I get calls from another number. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, I'm just so tired because I'm trying to move on in another direction in life that somebody wants to be there with me, for me, and to, you know, that's also a God-fearing man. And it's just so, you know,
oh God.
The devil is a lie. The devil is definitely a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just want you all to pray, keep me in prayer, you know, and just I'm just asking God to lead me, continuously lead me in the right direction.
He will do that.
Yes, he will. And you know, T, we're gonna touch on a couple of those situations real fast.
Okay.
Because there is definitely evangelist Angela Parker that is on the line, and she has helped me in many ways. I'm just gonna throw it out there, you know.
Okay.
I am, and in the morning time, I sometimes feel like she's talking to me, and then she'll say, "I'm not talking to anybody on the line just yet." So we're gonna touch on a couple of those things. You know, and the first thing we're definitely going to just talk about, you know, real fast. And we're not going to spend, of course, too much on it, you know, because we talked about it, and I know that Evangelist Parker can shed some light to it as well.
Yeah, she's got to, right now she's got to give it all to God. She's carrying all of that, and
right.
It's not yours to carry. I hear her right now crying. And you've got to let go and give it to God. Let me talk, please. When you let go and you give it to God, it comes off of you. That doesn't mean the situation changes. We still have the heartaches and we have the disappointments, but we're not carrying the weight. The weight is on God. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is on him, and with his stripes we are healed. So you are already healed, my sister. The stripes and all the problems are coming. Yes, the water and all of the terrible things that are happening, they're happening every day. These things are real. But what you're going through and what I'm going through, is that we have to be transformed with the renewing of our mind, baby. It's our mind.
Okay.
And the mind has to shut down. The mind has to rest. The mind has to tell the mind that I'm okay because Jesus is with me. I'm okay because I'm breathing air. I'm okay because I'm still alive. I'm okay because I do have my right mind. I'm okay. You back up, devil. We put the word on these situations. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. So demons, back it up. I may not see the way, but I believe God has the way. So your belief mechanism has to kick in right now. That's what's going. God, give her peace right now that surpasses all understanding. Peace that she don't even know. Let her float on air. We just take the weight up off of. We lift that weight up off of you right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus. Peace be still in Jesus' name right now. Take it easy and lay back and rest on God's shoulders right now. Rest in the bosom of God right now. You can't change one single thing that is happening in your life or your family's life, but you can rest right now. Rest. Rest right now. Take deep breaths, breathe in, breathe out, and just sit back and relax. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do it.
Amen. 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 And see, you know, we've spoke and you have to trust it. You have to trust God, and you have to give it all to him. And I've been telling you, you know, the same thing. And until you do it, you're going to see that revolving same thing, the same problem over and over and over again because you're not trusting God and you're not giving it to him. You have to give it to him. And, you know, when we speak, you say, oh, well, you know, my sister, you know, as a pastor, I understand, you know, and I'm not taking nothing from your sister, but what I'm saying is you have to trust God and give it to God. And we used to talk about, you know, Proverbs 3:5-6, you know, trusting in God. We used to talk about it all the time, you know, and you have to do that. You know, you have to do that. And the other thing that I just wanted to touch on as well is you have to remember certain things that you go through in life is different tests that I believe that God is giving you. And there's one test that you just spoke about closing the door and, you know, blocking the number and stuff. And I want to touch on that because you're no one's doormat, you know. You're not a doormat for this person, and you have to make sure that you remember that you only worship one God. That's it. And there's no fear in your heart whatsoever But you got to work on loving yourself and building that relationship with God, because you know when we tend to have a low self-esteem and we're not loving ourselves as much, we'll allow people to walk all over us because we believe that that's love. That's not love. Love is not supposed to feel like that. And if we had a better relationship with God, we wouldn't be questioning if this is really love. You know, you have to go, you have to sit and you have to pray to God to take away this, not do anything wrong to this person, but just to help you with the strength to really close that door. You know, close that door, stand firm and say, you know what, God, I trust you. I'm giving it to you. This person is now bothering me. I have someone else in my life, and he's a God-fearing man. You know, but to me, you got to work on yourself first. You can't worry about the God-fearing man that has came into your life. You got to work on T. T got to work on T. T's relationship with God and loving herself before you can love somebody else. And we have a lot of different things, you know, that you got to work on, you know, as yourself, as individual, before you can say, you know what, yeah, you're right. You know, thank you for sending me this man. Because, yes, you got different chapters in your life that you need healing with, and you got to come to God and, you know, pray for the healing that you need him to give you, the closure for your heart, for the family members that have passed away. You need to heal. And I don't believe that you've healed yet. You know, it isn't my spirit that you haven't healed fully.
I haven't.
No, because I know you, and we talk, and you haven't healed. You know, and I believe you need to heal, and I sit and I pray for you all the time, and you need healing, you need that closure, but the most important thing is that relationship with God that you need to really work on, you know,
yeah.
And that once you trust God and give it to God, sis, everything else is going to fall right into place. Just wait. There's not going to be that revolving door that's going to be that same person that keeps coming. Because I tell the patients at the job, when you know that you love God and you trust God and you give it to God, you have mm-hmm. that positive bubble around you that nobody can break that. The devil can hit that bubble plenty of times, but that bubble is not going to break whatsoever. Why? Because you don't have room for that. You trust in God with everything. So, sis, you really got to trust him. You really have to trust him. You really do. And we're going to continue to pray, you know, for you. You know, and the healing, you know, and healing your heart is just giving you knowledge and understanding for everything that you're going through. We're going to pray for you with that. Just stay on the line. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Verita Allen.
Hello. How are you, sis?
I'm fine and blessed. And how are you all tonight?
Just fine.
Doing good, sis.
I just wanted to piggyback on the lady that called in. You know, my heart bleeds for her. You know, I don't really know her problem or anything, but I always try to encourage other people by giving them little tools to work with, such as getting out, doing things in common that other people have with you. You know, just when you sit around in four walls or wherever your common place may be, you know, you let the devil creep in on you, you know, and, you know, get out and, you know, explore other avenues. You know, pick up your Bible and go outside in the backyard and read your Bible. I find comfort in the Bible all the time. You know, when I feel like just taking that Bible and hitting across my daughter's head, I just have to pray on that. And I just don't use the Bible for that particular weapon. You know, it's all kinds of things. You know, you can, you know, lift up your spirit. Don't let the devil win this battle. You know, she's a beautiful person. She sounds like, you know, she's a beautiful person. And, you know, she shouldn't have to go through that. You have to fight through those bad feelings. You know, put some positive things there. Keep your mind busy. And that's all I have to say. I just want to uplift my sister, T.
Is that your testimony, sister?
No, that's not a testimony.
Oh, okay. All right. She said people come online to testify. Mm-hmm.
Yes, testify. Look, testify and encourage. And you did a wonderful job encouraging T. Also, what I want to do, if it's okay with you, is when you're ready, you know, when you're ready and you give the go ahead, you know, I would like to give you a phone number, you know, for you to
okay.
call.
That's
when you're
fine.
ready. And I'm going to say when you're ready, and you know the reason I say when you're ready, you know why.
I was just going to ask you if you would either call me in the mornings to go on the prayer line with you or give me the number, because I need it. I need
it. Amen.
Amen.
I need that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to, if it's okay with Evangelist Foster,
you
I
can call her and
to
give her the code tonight or whenever after you get off the line. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure it was okay. But I also want to make connection with Facebook for you all to be able to, you know, communicate that way.
Because,
you know, T, you have, you know, more time, you know, on your hands as well, where they do a lot of other things besides just the prayer line in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm on my phone, and I'm sneaking on my phone, and I'm reading on my phone. Forgive me. But, yes, I'm on my phone, and I'm paying attention, you know, because when you find people that understand you without really fully knowing you, but they can relate to everything that you're going through or you have been through, you know,
that won't judge me. That's the hardest thing that I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
judging me, you know, because I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect.
None of us, no.
That's
you
right.
know, we always, all of us stray some type of way, whether it's overeating or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, but some people just be like, well, you said you was going to do this before and blah, blah, blah. You know, that just depresses me and puts me back into another mode, you know, like,
That's right.
You know, like, I'm not worthy to do any better, and I know that I am.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And T, so with you just saying that alone, imagine how, you know, me being your sister and me knowing you, okay, when we, you know, started the project, you know, on the air, and then you, you know, didn't call in for a while, you know, me knowing you, I said, you know what? I said, now she knows how I am, you know, and regardless of what you go through in your life, we still need to sit and pray together. We still need to talk about
that's
it.
That's true.
And I know, I think sometimes I know you more than you think I know you, you know.
You know, but the worst thing about that situation, and I shouldn't have been, I was ashamed because I had started doing the same thing, you know.
But don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed because, you know what, we all fall short at some point in our life. And when we're family and we're uplifting and we're encouraging each other, guess what? There's going to be that time where, you know, I might call you and say, hey, you know what? I know we're working on this project, you know, but I fell short, you know, doing it. And the connection that we have is that connection where, guess what? No matter what the situation is, we're still able to talk about it. You know,
no
one's going to judge anybody. We're going to talk about
That's
it. And
right.
guess what? Just because we might stumble, we're going to jump back up and we're going to pray and we're going to keep on doing what we have to do. And, you know, we're going to get there, you know. And
Amen.
I've been praying for you, you know, and I understand about the,
I know
know, the,
you
new,
have.
The new gentleman. I've been praying, you know. And I said, you know what, God's going to work it out. You know, it's just I believe in my heart, you know, that we have to do our part, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we can sit and we can pray about things, but I think that we have to do necessary things, too, for the transformation to take place, you know.
Like you said, I got to work on self before I can work and love anybody else. I've got to do fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, until I give my all to me, there is no way I can do anything for anybody else. That includes my kids or anybody.
Amen. Now, Sister Allen, would you like to share your testimony?
I have a testimony all the time. Where you want me to start? I'm happy and blessed. You know, I wish I could just take some of my blood and just inject it in Sister T right there and feel this joy I have.
Yourself.
I'm talking about the Lord has blessed my life. You know, I'm talking about not so far as the physical things around me, but I'm talking about my life, my inner life, you know, my inner self. I am totally happy, you know. I am but where I am, I don't even have a penny to put in the collection plate, but I'm happy.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You know, I am happy.
Amen.
And I just like to thank the Lord for that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look at the spectrum on being black or being red or being blue. I look at the whole rainbow, and that's what makes me smile. You know?
Yes.
You know, I just, we don't have time here on earth on these wicked things in this physical world. You have to find other things in this world to make you happy, you know?
Yes.
And that's what I focus on.
Amen.
I focus on being happy, encouraging people. That's how I let the Lord use me, or that's how the Lord uses me. So to make other people happy. I love to laugh. Laughter is such a good medicine for the spirit, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm normally that person. I'm normally the clown of everything, you know, but like I say, the last couple of days, I've just felt myself like, blah, blah, blah. You know, three days out of the week, I have to go to therapy. And, you know, my therapist even have told me from November when he first met me that he sees a totally difference in me, and he don't like it.
He don't like
it? No, he said he don't like it because I'm not that vibrant person that I used to be.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Because I went in there, you know, just laughing and clowning. And then it got to the point that, I mean, it was just like I wasn't doing anything, you know. Just, he said the frown and everything was just not me, and he didn't like it.
Well, when you wake up every morning and you get on Partners in Prayer early morning,
uh-huh.
Come on, it's a whole lot of stuff. You know, we go through Jesus calling. We read from the Bible. At least they read from the Bible. I just listen. And and there's so many things we do on that particular program to start your morning off with God in your life. I'm talking about when you wake up in the morning, you should say hallelujah, because he allows you to live another day to correct the faults that you already have, you know?
Amen.
And I just thank Partners in Prayers, you know. I am basically handicapped. I can't get out. You know, I'm always in these four walls because,
okay.
I used to go to church. I used to tie. I used to do it all. But my physical condition have left me where I can't do it. But, hey, the Lord has brought Partners in Prayer into my life, and I am glad of it.
Amen.
And I'm glad that you're going to be joining us in the mornings on Partners in Prayer. I'm talking about we have women to women. We have men to men. We have all kinds of social issues. And, you know, it's just a wonderful program to be, you know, involved in.
Yes, amen. Yes, it is.
Amen.
I talk about it all the time. And I tell my fiance about it. And he's like, yeah, you want to pray? Yes, yes, I'm on the line, you know. I am because it helps me. And that's why I always thank you. You know, I always thank the Partners in Prayer Global Ministry because, you know what, it helps me. And I can sit and I can tell you many, many of days when you get up in the morning and you sit, you know, and you say your prayer, and then you go and you handle everything you have to do, and then to be able to call in and just to listen and – it's such a wonderful feeling. It uplifts you. It just makes you, even if you get up and you're like all depressed and you have so much going on, just hearing everybody and just hearing them just magnify his name and just giving him all the praise in the morning.
Yeah.
I listen. I am so excited and I enjoy. I listen all the way, and I work at hospital. So all the way until I get to the door, I'm listening.
Praise God.
Yeah, I need to also give a shout out to Apostle Marcus Dupree because he's been there for me as well. And
all right now.
I can't leave him out. I mean, I can't, you know.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He and you know, T.I. was going to get you too, but you know,
yeah.
Shout out and stuff, you know. But he also has Eagle Wings Global Ministries. He also has the prayer line, the Church Without Walls, as well. And yes, T, because he was so worried about you. You know, he was worried. You know, he was worried about you. And I explained to him, you know, when I spoke to him that, you know, she's going through a lot, you know, but we got to stay on her. You know, it's not one of those things where, you know, you start helping someone and you feel it in your spirit that everything is going to turn out for that person, but then that person falls short. You know, you can't leave them. You got to continue to be on them. Even if you feel like, you know, you're really calling and calling and calling and there's no response, guess what? I'm going to still keep calling you because obviously it's something wrong. You went from being interested to having a lot of things going on in your life and not really giving your all and, you know, just going through a lot, and you just can't stop. You know, you got to just keep on going, and you got to be consistent, you know, with it. But I'll be the one that's always going to be a thorn, because I'm going to keep calling you.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to keep calling you and keep calling.
And I appreciate you and love you for it, too. I mean, regardless, you know, sometimes you're right. I will be like, oh, my God, here she go. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a blessing for me that
mm-hmm.
you're there.
Somebody's
got to
do it. Somebody's
yeah,
got to
exactly,
carry that burden.
Exactly, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she could just say, you know what, she don't want it, so I'm not going to even try to help her with it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'm not
you know, that's
up.
Not of God's mm-hmm. child, and that's why she does it, because, you know, hey, we've been knowing each other for, what, going on 3 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she knows me very well. Like she says, sometimes I think she knows me better than I know myself at times. But
mm-hmm.
you know, and I appreciate her. I love her. I love Rich.
That is wonderful.
You know, they have been there for me. And
mm-hmm.
I strayed out on them one time. I just shut down to everybody. And they both, like, just really just went in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at it, you know, at first I was kind of upset, like, who are they? I'm grown. I'm older than they are. But when I looked at the bigger picture, it was like, well, if they didn't love you, they wouldn't even phone them. They would have just let you go on about your business.
Amen. I love this program because it deals, and you all may have some other people that need to express theirs too, but because you make a platform for people that are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about this program.
Yeah.
And there may be some other people that are waiting to get on to say about what they're hurting about as well. But that's one thing I like about
you know,
it. When you speak this stuff out of your mouth, baby, as you speak and all the things that you speak and know that God is right there, he's there to address every need that you have. Really, everything has already been done. God is just waiting on us to catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've been a member of GQ Palace since day one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of love. And it was meant. If it wasn't meant, I wouldn't have never been, you know, a part of them. And I can actually say, you know, to start out with just a few people, you know, and the people that we have now, everybody shows mega love. And I just can't stray away, because if they didn't love me, like I said, they would not even deal with me, period, point blank.
But they are a healing and deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you have a healing and deliverance ministry, people come that need healing.
Yes.
You know, because there are so many things that we go through on a daily basis just being down here on this sinful earth that we need healing from.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what real ministry is all about.
Mm-hmm. I hear the healing in her voice from the first time she came on. She's sounding better now. She's being healed.
I feel better. I'm smiling now, and I'm like, wait a minute, I was just crying my eyes out. But
Don't have no dinner with sadness. Don't fix them no bacon
wait.
And eggs and chitlins now.
It was just like, you know, at 6 o'clock I was like, oh, it's time to call. And then I was like, oh, I got another hour. You know, it was just like I got to call somebody positive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call anybody else. I could have called my sister. But, you know, she's going through her things too.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have gladly took my call, but at the same time, it was like I've got to open up to somebody. You know, I've opened up about a lot of things on a spiritual Sunday that I never thought that would come out of my mouth, especially to total strangers.
Yes, that's because
you know,
she has the platform of healing and deliverance. That's what she has, and God has God has given
like
her a platform for other people.
Thank
and
you.
You're never going to get to the next caller if y'all don't let the next caller that's got a little hurt. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
It's fine, because I got the computer back up, and I went to callers before, and they didn't say anything.
Oh, all right.
Right,
okay.
So that's why I allowed T to just continue on. But I do want to give the number in for those of you who are listening from the computer. The number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. for anyone that is listening, because I've went to, oh my God, like 7 people so far, and and everyone pressed 1, but no one's saying anything.
Oh my goodness, maybe they don't understand.
Right, so I'm going to say it a little slower, you know, for all of you that have called in, the number is 646-200-3838. You have to press 1 to go on the air. And then usually you'll hear me, you know, or you'll hear my fiance that will say, welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. You know, you do have to say something in order for us to know that you want to get on the air.
Amen.
Because I went to 7 people so far, and everyone pressed 1, but no one went on the air. So we're just going to get.
Well, we know that there are some people out there. I know it's some more that many people from Partners in Prayer out there. Why aren't you all saying anything?
I don't know. I don't know. But I wanted to ask, and I want to ask the spiritual leaders this, and see, I want you to answer too.
Okay.
Just you know, because I want help with it, but I want to make sure that I word it correctly, okay? And the reason I said first the spiritual leaders is because when you meet someone who is a spiritual leader and they do something that, you know, you disagree with, or they have a prayer line, you know, that you disagree with, and that it doesn't sit well with your spirit, and it's nothing personal against the person, it's just my spirit doesn't sit well with it. So I was trying to find the right words to say it, you know, and when I said it, like, okay, well, you know, I don't know, I can't really explain it, but it's something about it, you know, that just my spirit's not right with it, you know. And then I got the 50 questions of, but why? But you're a woman of God, but you have Spiritual Sunday. I got all the but whys.
Oh, because you didn't, it was somebody else's prayer line you went on and you didn't agree, your spirit didn't agree with their line?
Right.
Okay. You know, different people do have different spirits. You don't have, just because the people have a prayer line out there doesn't mean it's of God.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of prayer, but maybe there are hundreds and thousands of prayer lines that I would be scared to mess with. And I've been on some that I just, you know, you got to keep on rolling. Everything, just because they say that they are a prayer group, and every person that say they saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and speak in tongues might not necessarily be living the life. And he gives us discernment to judge. So you make your judgment, and sometimes you can't even tell them what you think. You come on there, and then you're done. Now, if they put you in a position and back you up in a corner, then you just have to say, oh, your ministry is nice, but it's not just what I'm looking for, and go on.
I definitely want to piggyback on that, because, I mean, you know, and God knows, I'm not going to even call any names. I've heard, you know, a person several times on our show, the Spiritual Sunday show, that comes out with, like just, to me, it's like fairy tales, but you're supposed to be like a woman of God, and you're doing this, you're doing that, and, you know, you have this going on.
Okay.
I'll leave it alone.
How old are you making me go?
Okay.
She tells the truth. I don't like her. I'm sorry.
That's why I had to stop her.
I do speak the truth. And God knows, I don't mean to hurt anybody, but when I'm trying to go forth, I need the real thing. You know, I need the real deal.
Yeah.
But,
right.
You know, all I can do is pray for them, and, you know, as well as I hope they pray for me, but in a great way.
You know what? See, now they say that, you know, you shouldn't really go to everybody, you know, and I don't know.
I go to God in prayer.
You have somebody that has fairy tale stories and stuff, and I don't know if I would go to them to pray, but we're going to go to another caller real fast.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Jesus Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Okay.
All right. So that person's not answering, but you are live on the air on Spiritual Sunday. If you'd like to go on the air, we do need you to say something just to go on the air. Okay, so we're going to mute that person. You will hear the announcement that I say that you are muted. So we're going to just mute the caller, and then when you're ready, just press 1 again. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we're going to bring on another caller. We're going to try this again.
Praise the Lord,
Israel
Williams.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Adriel.
Amen.
I know some of y'all was out there. I was like, where are they?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but how are you this evening?
I am wonderful, and I thank God for this opportunity to even be able to come on live on this particular night. I thank God that it's actually warm here in Minnesota, finally. I thank God for Evangelist Parker and Partners in Prayer, because I am
Amen.
A member of Partners in Prayer. And I just totally thank God, because he's doing a renewing and a refreshing in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking me to deeper depths in him.
Yeah.
And higher heights in him. And I thank him for the deeper relationship that I am establishing with him. And I just thank him, because now I'm actually hearing the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
Hearing him. And it's just wonderful to be in relationship with him. So I'm just thankful. That's my testimony, that I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for the people that he removed out of my life in 2013 and the people that
Amen.
He put in 2014. So I just
mm-hmm.
thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
She's a very anointed young lady, so we thank the Lord for her, too.
Amen.
Amen. See how fast you can say something, and then what happens when you do this, you leave the thing for the whole pot to come. Then everybody gets in the pot, and then you can just
yes.
have a time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So it gives time for the next one and the next one and the next one. And then
yeah.
you got 5, 10, 15, 20 people all in there. And then you can just, whew, the glory
yeah.
of the Lord can just come down.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Adriel had some serious issues that she had to overcome, and she overcame them. She had some of those affairs of the heart and all kind of things. But with the help of the Lord, like she said, out with the old and in with the new. And you know who the new is?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And, but, you know, so many of us have to, you know, work on that. And we sat and we spoke about, you know, different things that we wanted to happen. You know, and one of the things that I wanted to happen is I wanted certain things to be removed out of my life that just
Amen.
Wasn't, you know, pleasing, you know, that wasn't pleasing and that wasn't God's work, and I needed them to be removed, and I needed help with it, because I can easily say, okay, you know what, well, leave me alone, I don't want to talk to you, but at the same time, you have to be consistent with it, you know, and I do thank you, Sister Adrian, for calling in and sharing your testimony. T, what I wanted to ask you was, even though we did speak to you, I'm going to go to another caller. And then I'd like to know if you would like to share your testimony.
Sure.
Your testimony. Because, you know, everyone
sure,
has a testimony, you know, but we're going to go to you. But we're, the phone lines are open for everyone that would like to call in. And we do welcome everyone to call in, of course, on one accord. We're going to bring on another caller. Excuse me. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm good.
You're doing good? Well, thank you for calling Spiritual Sunday. Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for today?
I'm thankful for everything that God has given me, the bad, the good, because I heard a couple of things came to my mind as everybody was speaking, especially the one where you said about the laying of the hands. You know, and I have been to places to where I don't want about certain people to lay their hands on me. And the only way I got through that was to ask God to give me discernment. Because like they said, the devil knows the Bible is just like everybody else.
All right, girl. All right, young lady.
Who
Thank you.
Lay their hands on you. Because I don't want no extra spirits on me. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Once I ask God for discernment, and for him to open up my ears so I need to hear what I need to hear. If my spirit ain't right with it, I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. I also heard somebody say about renewing, and renewing is such a part of the process because you have to renew your mind daily, and the only way you're going to be able to do that is having scriptures be your platform. Because we go through so much stuff, like the lady T said, and sometimes we feel like, how can I do this? How can I go through this? But one thing we have to always remember is that we have that DNA which tells us that we are God's child. And that's how we're going to persevere. And once you know that, can't nobody knock you down.
All right, now she sounds like Sister Gigi.
And actually, there is someone holding by the name of Gigi, but she
didn't
say
she should be speaking. She should have her mouth open right now.
And originally, she did to say her name. That's how I know her name. She did say it to our operator, but now we're not, I don't know, we can't seem to get her. But Sister Gigi, if you are listening, just press 1 again and you can go on the air. And Sister Tasha, of course, we do welcome you.
Amen.
Thank you. We welcome you to Fall Spiritual Sunday anytime. Of course.
Thank you.
You know, and you too have a testimony whenever you like to share your testimony. You have a testimony. We would love to hear it. And T, you as well. T, if you
I'm
like
ready.
To give.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ain't no
All
shame
right.
in my game.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
My testimony, actually, I have a song that's my testimony. And Lavina, I know you know which one it is. It could have been me. In the 80s and part of the 90s, I was a crackhead. Bottom line, straight up, not going to sugarcoat anything.
All right now.
Thank God that it's been removed from my life.
Yeah.
I'm still battling a problem with alcohol, and I'm not going to even lie.
Okay.
I'm not an alcoholic, but to a certain extent, I still say that I am an alcoholic because I'm still drinking.
Okay.
I have a problem with smoking cigarettes. I have a problem with low self-esteem. I have a lot of problems. You know, and I pray about it, but I've had a problem with, which I just opened up maybe 6 months ago, if not less, about being raped by two of my uncles. One of them was my mother's brother, and one of them was my mother's brother-in-law. And I called that worst end of the stick, you know, of getting beat, saying that I was just a fast girl at 11 years old. So I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I've had a man that has basically, I've let tear me down for almost 4 years. You know, I dealt with that. And I mean, you know, the song is, you know, it could have been me. And the jail part, the being in the hospital or trying to get across the street, you know, I've had knee surgery. It could have been that I couldn't even walk.
That's right.
So I thank God that it wasn't me. I thank God that I wasn't on my sick bed and laying in my deathbed, you know. It's so much that I'm just thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got to quit putting things on the back burner thinking that everything is going to be okay because he let me see another day. It's time for me to get real. And know that God is what who he is and why I'm here still today.
All right now.
Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am now. You know, I had a fall in a day before Thanksgiving. You know, I'm not even able to go to work right now. You know, and who's to say, hey, this could turn into something bad as well because now I've got to go to an orthopedic because they're saying that possible surgery on my back. But I would not claim it.
All right, because you know that there's a God in heaven that's a healer.
God is not. I would not claim it. I would not. And like I said, that's my story. I am not ashamed of who I am. I am who I am because there's somebody out there that's worse off than I am.
You're a work in progress, just like all of us, and God is able to heal you from each one of those things. And we have seen God heal people with all of the things you're talking about right there on Partners in Prayer. So it ain't no biggie. It's nothing to God.
You know, I always say, how was it that I could give up crack, weed, but I'm having a problem giving up cigarettes? More so, I mean, I could even do without alcohol, but the cigarettes, it's just like that, you know, you just don't make me smoke you.
It's a mind thing, baby. It's all in our mind. I smoke cigarettes, too. I haven't touched one since I got saved because I told God, you give me the Holy Ghost today, and I'll never touch another one, and I didn't. But I typed up the 27. I typed up the 27 psalm and read it for 45 days every time I wanted to put a cigarette up to my mouth.
Amen.
45 days. I typed it up, took it to work.
Wait a minute. Tell me that scripture again.
The 27th psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. That one.
Because, God knows. I know it's not good for me.
I'm
going through a bout with it, you know, and I know when I had the fourth knee surgeries on my knee, that's why I didn't heal completely.
Ooh.
You know, and like I said, I'm now going through another bout because of this fall that I had in November. You know, I've got a hairline fractured tailbone. I've messed up my lower back. And, you know, I would not claim it. I can't let, you know, this thing about them talking about surgery possibly on my back, I won't claim it.
Okay.
Whatever they are saying, I would not claim it. I would not.
Well, look at here. Look at here.
It.
The same thing that you believe God to heal that tail line fracture that took you away from crack cocaine, that's the same miracle working God that can take you away from smoking cigarettes and anything else.
That's
right. He is the healer. My husband blew smoke in my face when I got saved. I was married when I got saved, and I stopped that smoking. He would, right after you eat, you know, when you work first wake up, you got to hit that nicotine, you know, demon is right there. And I had to take that paper and pull that paper up because I left one at work and I had my paper at home, and I would just look at that paper and read and read it and read it, and I would not touch a cigarette. He'd say, everybody sleep now. Go on in the bathroom. Go on and get your puff. Everybody sleep. And I would go, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom should I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The word becomes life. And when the word becomes life through whatever your situation is, the word is life, and it works for us in any area that we need it when we trust it. So this is a mind thing that you're going through.
And you know what? And I have to agree with you because I think it was like Wednesday night, Wednesday or Thursday. I had like ran out of cigarettes like maybe like 10 o'clock that night, right? And honestly, and y'all going to laugh when I tell you this, I can call this one particular store, and I can have cigarettes delivered to me.
You know what? I can't. Wow.
That particular night, you know, I was like, well, you know what? Somebody going to come by, and they're going to get them for me. And I just kept, like, thinking positive. And just so happened, I looked at the time, and it was like maybe a quarter to one. I was like, oh, snap. I ain't got no cigarettes. What am I going to do? So, I mean, I sit up. I did not smoke a cigarette until about 2 o'clock that next afternoon. That was when I went out to go to therapy. And I said, you should have never, ever bought one because I didn't even think about it. And the only time that I really sit there, and Sister Allen, when you were saying, I need that outlet. Because if once I'm out, I don't even think about cigarettes. When I'm sitting here at this computer doing nothing, messing with these dumb games, and just sitting here listening to my gospel or whatever I'm listening to, that's when I tend to find myself, and it's just like I just got to have this thing in my hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm not smoking. I'm burning more than I'm smoking. But then I think about this 825, 850, and I'm like, boy, what could I do with that if I added
you
that
are
up for a month?
Now, let me tell you something. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you got to take your tongue now and you got to start speaking life.
Okay.
You start
okay.
saying to yourself, now, I'm getting rid of cigarette smoking. I'm not going to smoke cigarettes no more. You start telling that. It comes all up in your psyche. That will be a part of you. I told the Lord and made that promise when I first got saved. I said, if you fill me with the Holy Ghost tonight, I said, today, I'll never smoke another cigarette as long as I live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to fight, but after 45 days, that's all I remember. That was 34 years ago, almost 35.
Jesus.
I remember on that 45th day, that was it.
Ooh.
I remember counting up to 45 days, but I never touched a cigarette. I always prayed.
And you know
no
what?
Matter how bad that man was blowing smoke in my
Ooh.
Face and how it came up to my throat, I said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. See, the word became life to me right then and right there, just like it will for you for every situation in your life and everybody else. That's why people come on that line and they get healed and they get delivered. We don't play.
That's right. That's right.
See, the word is life.
That's Evangelist Parker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what? I can't wait for the day that I'll be able to come on your prayer line with Spiritual Sunday and say, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. You'll do it.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to come. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Lavina say, it's got to be a consistency with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see that I'm falling short, God knows. I may be like, oh, my God, there they go calling me. Call me anyway. Call me
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, T, what's your problem? You know? Because if I don't have that person really just digging into me like Lavina will do, I have to say it, Lavina. I love
you.
You know I love you.
See,
but if you don't stay on me, I will. I know.
But I'm going to tell you something. Even with that, see, that's going to change, baby. You're going to be the person digging into other people. Because the Bible says, after you have been converted, strengthen the brethren. So don't speak words of defeat no more after tonight.
That's right.
You are not defeated. You serve a great big God.
We're going to bring on another caller. As they come in, I just want to just bring them on the air. Another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Naisha.
Hi, Naisha. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
how are you? Hello.
Hi.
I'm just calling to tell you guys why I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I've been having a rough year, you know. I feel like the devil's trying to bring me down, but, you know, I've had a great support system. I have my mom and my grandma and, you know, Just knowing that I got people that are there for me just really, it just means a lot. Having people I can turn to when I'm down and, you know, trying to get back up on my feet. Feel like, you know, I'm only 21, so I'm like, oh, I have a longer road to get through, but I'm just trying to keep my head up, trying to do the right thing, trying to go back to school, just trying to find my way. And, you know, I just really just couldn't have done it without my mom and my grandma. You know, they really just, they just been there for me when I've been down. And
wow.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm going to say the lovely 21-year-old is my 21-year-old.
Amen.
Oh,
I'm going to say, I believe this is the first time she's called in to Spiritual Sunday.
Wow.
This is the first time.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Aisha.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen.
The first time.
Definitely feels good.
Excellent. I'm going to go to the spiritual. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement for her.
Amen. Woo. Oh, I'm just so happy that she dialed in tonight.
Thank you.
I remember when I was 21, girl. But how does Frank Sinatra say when I was 21? Oh, my. It was a very good year, yes. It was a good year, and God was after me. He was after me. I remember, I think I finally got in church really at 23. But I had done so much by that time I got there. And by 25, I was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, God puts this hook in you. And, baby, I was 21 and just out there and doing my thing, but I kept looking over my shoulder, and I said, ooh, I don't want to die like this, Lord. Oh, Lord, I don't want to die in the lounge. I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die. That thing was in me so tough. The God was watching over me everywhere I went, sister girl.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's wonderful to have a relationship with your mother.
Yes.
Treasure it.
Yes.
That she'll be there for you anytime you need her, that you all can be closer than close.
Amen.
See, my mother's gone now, and I miss her so bad because I would like to talk to her, but you still have your mother. Embrace
Amen.
Her. Don't be afraid to talk to her about anything because, see, sometimes that stuff that we don't want to hear, we need to hear.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm. We go out and talk to our little siblings and our little peers and our friends because they talk the same language. But see, I want somebody to know what they're talking about talk to me. When I really know that I'm on the verge of doing something that I shouldn't do, I'm not talking to them. They biased.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Going to the person that I know going to tell me what I don't want to hear.
Thank you.
That's right.
So keep that relationship with your mother going and let the Lord be your best friend. Just because you're young doesn't mean that. I've been talking to God since I was about 3 or 4 years old. Let God be your best friend, and he'll always be there with you. He'll always lead you and guide you, and you will have great success. Talk to him about everything that you want to do. Your friends you meet, you talking about somebody looking at you and you like the way he's looking, all that. Talk to God about him.
Okay.
You got a job you want, school, you're taking courses, you're going to college, whatever you have, make God your best friend. I guarantee you, baby, he talks to you because I talked to him all my life, even when I wasn't saved.
Thank you, Jesus was my best friend.
You're welcome, baby.
Amen, amen. And I do thank you, of course, for calling in.
No problem.
It means a lot, and as I'm going through, you know, my transformation, it feels great to be able to have, you know, your family support you, you know, because they see a difference, you know, in you, and they see that, you know, that positive, you know, in you, and I've seen her struggle, you know, I've seen her struggle, and I've seen her happy, and, you know, to be 21 and still alive, and, you know, children, and, you know, on the right
Amen.
Road.
Amen.
You know, I just thank God every day.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen. Keep the faith, baby.
Thank you.
Amen.
I will.
We're gonna bring on another caller as well.
Mhm.
Welcome to Jeeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Cherise.
Hi, Cherise. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
I just wanna call in and say why I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my family, you know, God waking me up every morning. Thankful for God giving me a job. Thankful for my aunt who has been there pretty much every single day. And all the support she has given me. I think I'm thankful for my grandmother who has done so much for me, and I'm very appreciative for everything she does. Even though I may not show it, I am very grateful. I'm just thankful for having God in my life at a very young age, because I know that if he wasn't there, things aren't possible.
Amen.
And of course, the lovely. the people that know me that this is my family that finally decided to call in this important.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I'm waiting for the day that my kids will do the same. I'm sure you feel like really like so full.
You know,
I mean, I got the pleasure to meet Niaja. I haven't met Cherise, but, you know, y'all have a beautiful mother and a beautiful aunt and cherish her. And grandmother. And grandmother. I got to put in Miss LeMay in there. Miss Elf is a beautiful person as well. So
and I'm gonna,
I have to put her in there.
I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement for Sharice as well.
Amen. Is that God? When you say spiritual leaders, I want to be quiet and see if there's somebody else on there too, because I'm not.
I was waiting, but nobody else spoke.
Oh, okay. And this is Sharice now?
Yeah, and everybody is on the line. Like, I don't have anyone on mute except for the people that requested to be on mute. Everyone else is on the line.
Oh, okay.
So, spiritual leaders, everyone can speak, you know, when,
okay,
when they're done. So whoever would like to go first, you guys can.
And I don't have to be first, so, you know, when you know who you are in God, you don't have to be up in the forefront. You know, the gift that God put inside of you may put you up front, but you don't have to force yourself up there.
Mm-hmm.
But what God has put in you may just push you up to the forefront when you're not trying to be there. So I'm so happy about this young lady. How old is she? How old is Sharice?
I turned 22 in March.
You turned 22.
Amen.
Okay, so are you in college or are you just working? What's going on?
I currently work right now because college is like off. But I'm planning going back to college.
Amen. That is wonderful. So you're working now, you're planning on going back to college. You sound like you have your head on straight, for real.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Keep your goals. Have the goals that God gives you, your God-given goals. Don't follow anybody else's goals. But I say to you today, whatever your interests are, whatever you are, if you're interested in being a lawyer, if you're interested in being a nurse, you're interested in being an electrician, whatever that is, you stay on your course. And please, whatever you do, don't let a man throw you off.
Amen.
And that goes to all you women.
Amen.
Don't let any little bald-headed, sagging pants man throw you off.
Amen.
Amen.
Say that one more time.
Sagging pants man throw you off. See, when we were young, a man had to look like something. He had to have on his half moons, and he had to have his jerseys on, and his pants had to be right. No, nobody can come up to us with no sagging pants.
Man.
No. He had to look good. He had to smell good. But now they can come up with rusted, dusty teeth.
Ooh.
Their teeth don't have to be right. Their breath smelling, and their clothes hanging all down to the ground. They will never, ever respect us, ladies, unless we respect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one of them came up to me, I would say, brother, who are you talking to? Would you talking to me, or would you like to be? Excuse me? So they are treating us now the way we treat ourselves. So they're using these bad words and calling us bees and all of that because that's what they call themselves now. They are doing to us what we let them do to us. But if the women ever pick up their self-esteem again, everything is going to change, ladies. Because we really have the power. You better go in and read about Samson and Delilah.
Preach.
The women have the power, but we don't use it because we all looking for our daddy. Quit looking for your daddy. Jesus is our daddy.
That's right. Jesus is your daddy.
We've got to look up now and grab back our self-esteem and our motivation and our stimulation and know that we have the power. And if we do it right, men will be crazy about women. That will come back again. Now they don't have to because they can have five and six of them at one time.
Man.
Because the women are crazy. Now they know they're going with this and they go jump on and beat up the girl and do all this craziness for men. But if we ever really know who we are, we will never ever do that again. So whatever your goals are, you stick to your goals. If you meet somebody and they don't line up with the goals that you have in life, let them keep on stepping. What is your career? When you meet them, where do you go to school? Where have you been to school? Where is your job?
Mm-hmm.
See, they bring all that stuff. Now that's what they ask the ladies now. They want to know where we work at, what kind of car we driving.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the first thing they're going to do is to get our car. They're going to start going with you.
Yes,
and they'll drive somebody, borrow their mama's car. They'll go lease one. And they'll do all of that stuff just until they can get into our house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When they get into the house and get that key, the car is going back. They don't have nothing but a toothbrush.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then they take our car and drop us off every day, and then they go out there with whoever they want to be with, then come and pick us up. So when we have our goals, set your goals. Well, you young ladies on this line, whatever your goals are in life, don't let no man interfere. Because, see, you got to have the power to make your own decisions, to make your own money. See, that they don't make you. They just come in and enhance you. Two whole people should come together, a whole man and a whole woman.
Amen.
When you're whole,
amen.
Baby, when you're whole, you're going to look for a whole man. You're not looking for no raggedy Andy. You whole.
Amen.
So, therefore, when you meet somebody at the Chinese, you meet them at the grocery store, it don't faze you. You don't let them see you sweat an inch. Don't. And that's no disrespect to the brothers. I love my brethren. I really
amen.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
But I make them, you got to respect me. To know me
thank
is to respect
you.
Me. To know me is to love me. And I'm really going to respect you. We respect our brothers. We have man-to-man and women of empowerment and partners in prayer. And man-to-man meets, and we don't even breathe on the line. We can't go on the line the days that they meet. We
amen.
Want them to be strong in the Lord. We want them to get better so they can treat our young ladies better and the older
amen.
Ones. We want to do this. So what do we do now? If we want the world to be better, we have to be a part of it, making it become better.
Amen.
So we want everything to be wonderful. Now, we want good men. We got to attract good men. Don't attract bad stuff. That's why I tell the babies, the young people that will listen to me, I say, baby, bring the skirts down a little bit. Cover that up. Cover up them girls.
Yes.
Because you want to attract a man for the right thing. I want him to know for my mind, for the respect, not for what he's looking at. Because, see, when he get through with that test and that out, he going on to somebody else.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Just like
amen.
We want them shoes and whatever, we just can't die without it. Then we got 50, 60 pair of shoes up in there. We may wear some shoes we don't even wear once again in a year.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to be that. You want to be that special, special woman that he love you so much that he go buy that ring and say, I do. He got that house for you. He got everything. I'm going to take care of her because I love her.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what, that, hey, glory, that's it, baby. So remember that with your young selves. You all sound like you all have so much going for you in life. Even
amen.
The other ones that were on the phone talking about what they have to thank God for. Some of them say, I was a little down and I'm a little this. It's okay, but you don't have to stay down.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna bring on
thank
another
you.
Caller. Of course,
mm-hmm.
thank you for calling, Reese.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Or would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Yeah, I'm just thankful that God gave me a new slogan this year for 2014, and it was Stop Talking, Start Praying. And it seemed like the enemy had to put me to test with that to see if I was going to follow through with that. And it seemed like there's some tests and trials that came up against me this past couple of weeks with the credit card issues that happened with the Target and my daughter's school and all that kind of stuff. And my school took my financial aid away so I couldn't go to school. So all these things, and every phone call that I made, I had to sit back and I could hear almost in the back of my ear saying, stop talking, start praying. And each time I talked to somebody on the phone, I just had to stop and say, Lord, you know the situation. I had to pray for the situation, and things just seemed like they moved this past couple weeks working out in different situations. They tried to say they wanted me to pay $14 for a new card. I said, I didn't cause this mess. Target caused this mess. So finally,
amen.
I was able to get my card and not have to pay for it. And God just moved this whole week. My daughter got to pick to the school that I wanted her right near my house. And I said,
all right,
God,
this time,
good
job.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And my college, I called them. I said, my grades have been good. Why did you take away my financial aid? And they were like, oh, you have to call in each semester. I said, I didn't know that. So if she put my financial aid back, I can finish school. And so I just thank God that he let me
God
in my ear. No, stop talking and start praying, you know. And how he did that. So I thank him for it.
That's a wonderful testimony.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
That is a wonderful testimony. And we believe, you know, that when someone shares their testimony that it could save someone else. It can save someone's life because they might be at the point that you were at that one time, and just hearing what you went through and how you were able to overcome, that will be able to help them, you know, with the situation. And I do know that my daughter and my niece are both listening, and part of your testimony, I hope they really listen, because that was what both of them were actually going through
amen.
At the same time.
same age, just a couple months apart, and exactly what you did or how you picked up the phone and you called and you said, okay, why did you cut my financial aid? You know, I get good grades. You know, I do what I have to do. And it, all it took is to stay on top of it, you know, stay on top of it and, you know, to really understand, listen, I want my education. You know, I want my education, and there's a problem. I want to finish school. You know, and I hope they're listening, because it's being on top of it, you know, being on top of your business, because once you're in school, whether you're, you know, a teenager or adult or not, this is your responsibility, you know, once you are, you know, 18, 21 and above. This is your responsibility to follow up with your paperwork and financial aid and everything. And it's, no one's going to do it for you. That's the point that I'm making.
Amen.
You know, you have to do it for yourself, and you have to sit and pray about it, and you put the necessary steps into action. And we do thank you. Does anyone else have a testimony that they would like to that they would like to share?
Could I just say right here that slogan, she has stopped talking and started praying.
Amen.
Another one that is good is, don't rehearse the curse.
Ooh.
When everything's going wrong in your life, don't rehearse that curse no more.
That's right.
Let it die. Start speaking out positive things and change the atmosphere in your life. And everything will start changing, because you're not speaking death anymore. You're speaking life. So don't rehearse the curse of I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. You were that, but you're not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Tell yourself from this point further, I was this, I was that, I did have a habit with this and I had a habit with that, but not anymore, because as of this day, my life is changing, and start speaking positive things out of your life, and everything will start changing. We had a lady that came on the line, she couldn't walk, she was on a walker. We prayed for her, she kicked that walker away. She was addicted to cigarettes. We prayed for her that day. She hasn't touched a cigarette since then. So God is able to do all of these things and more for us. Don't rehearse the curse anymore. Speak
don't
life.
Don't rehearse the curse.
Yeah, that's the saying.
That.
Keep
I
that
love
one.
It.
Don't rehearse the curse.
And
I'm
and
writing
I said,
that down.
Mm-hmm, and I said, when she talks, I feel like she's talking to me.
Hallelujah.
I feel every time. And if it's not, I at least I know someone that, you know, is going through the same exact thing. And we just thank you. Just love you.
Yes.
Just love you so much.
Yes.
We're gonna bring on another.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm not sure. I just wanted to share, because I know God gave me that slogan for the 2014, because I was somebody who constantly, not that I'm a negative talker, but when things happen, I talk a lot, and then if something happens, I'll call somebody, and not the gossiper, but, like, I'll talk about things, and almost like Vance Parker said, killing myself, like, I'll say, well, you know, oh, my kids are hard-headed, or they get, you know, get on my nerves, and I speak a lot, and I know that I can hear says life and death and the power of the tongue. So God just told me one day, I was sitting in the middle of talking to somebody about a situation that happened to another saint, and all of a sudden I hear God say, stop talking, start praying. So,
wow.
And that was the slogan that God gave me, because it's just, I was somebody who just liked to talk a lot. talk.
Amen.
God put that in me.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to bring on another caller as well. Just bear with me 1 second. Okay, here we go. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Gigi.
Well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I've just been listening in to all the testimonies from the beginning and to the young. To the teenagers, because they're in their 20s. You know, I thank God for them, because they could be out somewhere, and they don't have to be on this line listening.
Amen.
You know, and they are to be commended for that. I want God to continue to bless them and for God to show them the fullness of who He is. I truly thank God for all He has done. I like to touch a little bit on some things. The lady who got molested, I was molested when I was a child.
Amen.
And really did not realize it until I went away to a spiritual camp. And because I said, Lord, I keep crying. I'm happy and I'm crying, and really blocked it out. But I'm here to tell you that God is a deliverer and He is a healer. And you have to release that pain to the Lord. And you have to pray for those people that had molested you. When you pray for them, you break the bondage. You break the chains away from you.
Break everything.
And God will deal with that person. That person, those people will not get away. But it releases you. It starts to give, it is a road to healing, but it will start to give you peace. It will make your nights more rest. It will make your days more peaceful, because those things they alternate who you are. But I'm here to tell you it's for a reason.
Amen.
I didn't understand it, but it is for a reason. Nothing happens in case God has allowed it. And I said, God, why would you allow that to happen to
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
I'm able to tell you, because it happened, that God is a healer. It starts you on the progress of the road where God wants you to be. Because, see, you got to have something in you, because the devil is trying to destroy you. So I said, devil, I must got a whole lot in me, because you just try to take me out of here. But God, you have to say, but God, and you have to dig into the word, and you have to pray, and you have to release it, and keep asking God for healing. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
That's right.
He is a healer. He is a provider. He's a mind disrupter, and he is a heart regulator. God is awesome, from God. And I just thank him truly for all he's done. I thank God for the opportunity to be online. I thank God for also Partners in Prayer and all that it has done for me. Evangelist Parker stays on my head, but I'm telling you, it's for a reason. And, you know, you got to take it. If it's for you, just say, ouch, amen, and you keep going. You don't get off the line. You know, you stay there and say, Lord, I don't understand, but the woman of God said, so therefore show me what she's saying to me so I can correct it, so I can keep growing higher and higher and higher in you. You don't take that as a stumbling block, but you use it as a stepping stone to get closer to the Lord. Great peace of they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them and make them stumble. So what she's
That's
saying to me, can't take it to heart. You can't take it to as an offense, but you take it to make you grow. And I thank God for her, and I thank God for Partners in Prayer, and I thank God for the opportunity for you to allow her to be on the line where people can see and hear the awesomeness that is in her, because she is an awesome force to be reckoned with the Lord, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for this opportunity. Continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for Partners in Prayer, as God is allowing more people to come on the line, and he is allowing people to just be put in place.
Amen.
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 Amen. That is exceptional coming from her, because she's my heaviest case. She's the one that I just love. I just got out in her crawl when she came on the line about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, she did.
About 5 or 6 years. It's been brutal.
It has. But I'm gonna say that after this, and I'm gonna tell you just how awesome she is. One day she said something to me, and I said, God, I done had enough of your servant. That's what I said. So I said, I'm going to fix her. So I went in my room and said, Kehlani, when the prayer line gets off, just hang up the phone. So I got my bag, and I got my coat on, and all of a sudden I've been talking to Gigi, where you going? Wait, get back here. And I'm looking around like, I know I'm not on no camera here, and I don't know who she's talking to. And I had to say, Lord, and God said, you better answer her, because I told her to call you, and you better answer her. And I said, yes, ma'am, where were you going? I said, I was going to work.
Now, y'all know I didn't know nothing about what she said. That was under the influence of the Holy Ghost. As soon as she put her hand on the doorknob, I said, where are you going?
That's
I live in St. Louis. She live in Boston.
Wow.
I'm ready to shut my bedroom door. I'm out of here. See ya.
Wow.
But God.
That is good.
But God.
But God.
That was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
And God has been good.
Thank you, Gigi, for that inspiration and encouragement. This is T. I just want to say I thank you, and I will go forth with that.
Amen. Amen. I knew you would, T.
I mean, how can I not?
Yes, I'm
honestly, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
These are the kind of women I just really gravitate to, Sister Polite, because people that don't play and people that's been through life. And when God converts them, they strengthen the brother. And it's nothing like having those kind of people, like Jesus handpicked his disciples. They all had their own personalities, but they were great in their own right. God knew each and every one of them, and he said, come, follow me. And that's what he's doing with Partners in Prayer. He picks all these wonderful people all over America, and he just says, come. And he's got something for all of them. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
wow.
is.
Yes. Amen.
That's awesome. No man can touch that. I like what T said about, I thought about you, Gigi. I think it was T or it was that other lady that came on the line and said, you can't touch her. You know, she got to, you know, have discernment into her spirit. I said, oh, Lord, that's Jesus.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Yes, it is. Yes,
Amen.
It is.
Yes.
And when she said it, I said, oh, that's Gigi all the way, because she's like, you ain't putting your hands on me.
Sure
I
enough.
Know it's the Lord. Don't say you can touch me. You can't touch me. See, them the kind of people, if you're in ministry, you need these kind of people that we have on this line tonight.
Thank you.
Yes. There's an army rising up, y'all. An army, and we're part of
break
that army,
chain.
To break every chain, every
break
chain.
Yes.
There's not a chain that the devil has put on us that cannot be broken.
Man.
Amen.
Ooh, y'all going to have me to walk in now. I feel my help.
Go
oh,
ahead.
God.
Break every chain.
Yes, we're mighty women of valor. Yes, we are. So what, we got issues? But then he invited us to him to come and dine with all of our stuff. Oh, yeah, you're a little crazy, you're a little this. I used to say, God, you can't be calling me, I'm too cuckoo. Yeah, he said, I'm calling you, come here.
Yeah.
All here, chosen by God. And we've got all these different things, and we come together. And through God, we're strong. We're strong, you all. We are the peculiar people, the chosen generation. We're the righteousness of God because he made us righteous. And if he say we're righteous, we're righteous.
That's right.
So that little sickness and condition that you have or I have, I say, hey, you be no more. Oh, you gone. You gone because I have sought the Lord on you.
Amen.
That's it. See, we can't hold on to stuff. We let it go because with God, the word says all things are possible to them that believe.
Right.
If we believe he's a healer, then we have to believe that we're healed. Everything that is wrong with us, we got to believe. Oh, God said it was finished. He said that at the cross. It is done. So since he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and Isaiah said, with his stripes we heal, then we heal. Period. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, it's done. It's a done deal. So there is power in the name of Jesus, Sister T.
Yes.
Power and authority. And he said, in my name you shall cast out devils. In my name you're going to walk on serpents. Hey, it ain't nothing but a thing, because God's got the antidote to all things. He's the answer to everything. So he's got us, and I feel his power moving on the line.
Yes.
Hey, glory, hallelujah. That's the way he is. Everywhere we go, we shake up something. Even when we quiet, because we're shaking up things in the kingdom of darkness when we quiet and we're just praying and we haven't opened our mouth. But we say, God, get that right there. Silence that right there. Do this, Jesus. Do that, do that. Because the Lord said, anything you ask in my name, I'll do. When our ways are his ways, when we delight in him, that's where the power is, to delight in yourself in Jesus. Ooh, glory to God, Sister Polite. Glory. Break every chain tonight, God. Break every chain right now in the name of Jesus. I feel the chains breaking in Jesus' name.
Do your thing, God. Bless T right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
God, right now.
Yeah, he's a great God. I feel the chains breaking right now. He's a wonderful God. He's a kind God. And he loves him. He's the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for tonight and this time, right now, this very moment, this second, that you are going all down into her personality, into her DNA, and you're breaking chains of bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Because he knows all about it, like Gigi said to her. He knows all about what we have been through.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter because it's nothing but a shadow. Nothing but a shadow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. He's anointing my head with all my cup running over. Right now, her cup is running over. He's doing miraculous wonders with her right now. He's breaking chains of bondage right now.
Father, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Let the weak say that they're strong in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about, Sister Polite.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh, girl, that's all what it's all about. And God has given you an avenue. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful what God is doing. It's wonderful that the Spirit of God is moving. It is wonderful because we do not have to be bound by anything.
Anything.
Nothing. 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 And that's why they said sometimes demons, they see certain people like somebody put it on Facebook, they go undercover. Oh, Lord, not him, not her.
That's right.
See,
that's
if the demons know you, you know that that's really strong.
Because
see, they know who's playing and they know who are for real because they have tried us on many, many, many occasions. So they know our weaknesses and they know our strengths.
Amen.
And what we are doing is getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. Oh, yeah. And there's strength in numbers, dear children of God.
Yes.
There's strength in numbers. So we can't do everything the way that we want to. Maybe it's something that we could have been doing other else tonight, but God said for us to be here tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
To be here strengthening one another, to be here concerned because he had chains that he wanted to break tonight, and he wanted us here to be a part of it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So we got to understand that this thing about life is bigger than us. He's got something in you, T, and all the other sisters that are on this line, that he is doing something wonderful with you, even the young people that we have on the line with us. This is your night for him to give you some revelation, for him to do something wonderful with you that you can never, ever turn your back again and say that there is no God because he's moving and touching and breathing on us tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's doing something wonderful with us tonight that is so great. Yes, ma'am. Even every breath that you're breathing in right now is the tears of the release that is coming to you because see, you're getting a supernatural release tonight. The powers of darkness are being broken from you. And this ain't no plaything because God is a healer and he's a deliverer. He told me years ago you have the gift of deliverance. So when I come, I don't play and I don't doubt God.
Right.
Come on, you all. It ain't about us. It's about him. But since he chose us to do his bid, come on with it. Since he chose me and he chose you to do his bidding for him, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hey, ain't nothing to do it but the blood of Jesus. Here we are, God.
Yes.
Here we are to do your work tonight. Here we are to bring deliverance, God, to some soul that needs deliverance. We right here touching and agreeing. He said, well, two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. One can chase 1,000 demons.
Yes.
Two can chase 10,000. I don't know how many it is of us on the line tonight. But we got the authority to bring it down.
Bring it
down.
We
have the authority to break every chain, whether it's cigarette smoking, it's fornication, adultery, lying, swindling, and cheating, whatever it is, demons, you got to go straight to the pit of hell because we surrender you helpless under the authority of Jesus Christ. You got to go.
You have to go.
We don't ask him. We tell him to go. Because God gave us the power to do that. Holy Ghost filled people have power, y'all.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes, you do. You're deeper than the Magnificent Seven, who stepped on the scene back there years ago when they made that picture with you and Brennan. The seven men came stepping up into town. I was like, whoa, look at them. That's where the power of people of God. I used to watch that picture when I was young. I said, wow, look at those powerful men. And then when I got saved and started hanging out with powerful women, and it came to my mind, just like the Magnificent Seven. Come on, y'all. We're going over so-and-so house and pray. Them demons got to go.
Amen.
All we had to do was believe, y'all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing tonight is we're believing and we're receiving strength from our Father tonight, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The prayer you read tonight.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. That prayer became life. And a sister got on the phone tonight and said, thank you for that prayer. That prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She did. I haven't heard her anymore, but I remember what she said about that prayer, so I started tuning in to the prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. See, when we bless one another, we listen to what each other has to say, too. Mm-hmm. And I listen to T. I like T.
I love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love you. I love real people.
And that's
you were real people. Come on.
And that is T, you know, and, you know, when T is a wonderful person, and you guys will see she's a wonderful person, you know, but, you know, like she said, you know, we do have to stay on her, you know. We got to stay on her, and then when she tries to throw the line of, okay, my sister's a pastor, we got to bring it right back and say, okay, we got to take it to the word or take it right to the phone and say, dial this number, you know, because...
Mm-hmm.
Even having a sister that's a pastor, you know, or a brother that's a pastor, either way, you still, if you're in need, guess what? There are people that can help you, you know, and you have to want to, you know, you want the help, you know, and I see the change in T, you know, we just have to make sure that, you know, we're on top of her, you know, we're consistent as well, you know, because sometimes she'll, you know, ignore the phone call and stuff like that. But I just keep calling, you know, or I know she's
I feel chains breaking off of her.
And it's a wonderful thing. And she's made
T, you got to do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if T even realized it, but T's made a big change within the last couple of months. Already, and we're all a work in progress, and God is definitely not through with you, T, and you've seen everything that you've been through with the testimony from the beginning to the end, so that has to show that God has work for you to do, and you just got to be willing to trust him and accept it, you know, but our Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, I love them, and it's so many people, and I sit and I listen, because I'm always traveling, so I can't really say much, but I sit and I listen, and I'm full by the time I get to work, and then if I could sneak and call back in and listen, and I could listen again, and I do it, and you have time where you're able to definitely make sure that you call in, and I'm going to remind you in the morning, I'm up. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. And T, don't forget to call in. T, don't forget. And once you make it a priority in your life, you know, and you start saying, you know what, I want to change. I want to change, God. You know, what can I do to change? Help me change. When you start
I see her like
yourself,
Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well that said, come see a man. When Jesus met her at the well, she was one person. But when Jesus got through, she was a totally different person.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So when you breathe life on him, he breathes life on him. The past is the past, and now you on to the new.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You on to the new. So that's a new day. Tomorrow is a totally new day like you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I love you all. And thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love you too, T. Love you too.
It's a God thing, baby. To God be the glory for everything. Whatever we do, we never try to be in the way of God's glory. Everything belongs to God, saints.
Yes. Everything.
And if we give God his proper and just give him the glory for everything, even if it's people that we do this and we do that, but we say it's the God in us that does it, so we don't have time to boast on anything, then we can believe God for everything supernatural.
Yes.
Because it's a supernatural transformation taking place right now. The only reason why I say that is because I've lived this so long and worked in this kind of ministry for so long, I can tell when God is doing things for people. And if we just believe that he's doing it, see, that's the thing. She's got to believe that God is moving on her right now, and he's doing something different with her right now. Once she believes it, that's all that matters, y'all. Because if we can't believe it for her, she got to believe it. And baby, when she believes it, that's where your strength comes. That's when the weak say that they're strong. Mm-mm, I ain't got that no more. My husband blew that cigarette in, but he blew that smoke in my face. I'm not picking up a cigarette. I am not smoking with you. I am not. I am not. I am not.
Amen.
Quoted the scripture. She asked for the scripture tonight. I quoted the 27th Psalm and read it, and we fought. So we are saying that the weak say that they're strong. We are claiming strength in the Lord. That's what we do every day.
Yeah.
Stronger and stronger.
I just want to say tomorrow, if God let me see it, I cry my last tears tonight.
Amen.
Say it, sister.
Amen.
Say it.
Speak it and live it.
Yeah.
That's your testimony, baby. Yours.
Yes. See. Now, I did. I believe you guys are friends on Facebook now.
I just friended her tonight. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then, do you need me to give her the number, or did you give
her the number? Yes, you can give it to her. You can give her the number and the code, because you know the weekends we have the code that's open to everybody.
Right.
Everybody can come on that 559-726-1200.
I need it 7 days a week.
Yeah, she's going to give you the code for Monday through Thursday.
Right.
Monday through Thursday, you come through me or you come through us and they say, okay, that means you're real. You want to be real. You want to be on there every day. Weekend, we just give the people that first hear about us the weekend so they can make up their mind if this is what they want to do.
Okay.
Amen. Hey, God, Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, I feel some chains breaking in the supernatural up in here. Yes, God. Because God is real, and he's proven to T that he's real. He's right there with his arms stretched out wide for her right now. He just said, come to me. This should be the best night of sleep that you've had in a long time.
And I believe it.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've had so many people. Oh, I cannot tell you how many people that have come to the ministry or that have been prayed for. They said I slept better than I've slept in my life. Hey, God knows all about it, y'all.
Yes.
That can be my testimony tomorrow.
We got some strong people on this line. We got some powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a part of something powerful and not rub off on you. And then you came with the gifts you already had anyway. God just enhances what's in everybody on this line. He just enhances it through what we do. But they already came on the line with the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Adriel, Gigi, Burita, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya.
I've cried a lot doing the show, but I've never cried the whole show. Never.
My Lord.
Never.
That's all right.
Just hold the line, Teach.
Okay.
We're gonna. I just want to squeeze in another caller because we are towards the end of the show, so I want to squeeze in another caller as well.
Amen.
And we have another program coming on after this one. It's called Crossroads Temple with Brother Scribby Hunter. He'll be coming on at 9:00. So we're gonna bring on another caller.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everybody. This is Rich Money.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Rich Money.
Hey, everybody. Hello. How's everybody doing?
Fine.
Yes.
So, you know,
fine, thank you.
Because it is so powerful tonight. I mean,
amen.
Remember Angela Parker? You just say so much encouraging words, and I definitely honor you. You know, and I'm thankful for waking up this morning because I am very, very sick. You know, I have my days.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my days where I'm weak and can't get up. As a matter of fact, this is the first time I'm actually going to do this and let everybody know exactly what is wrong with me because I am the CEO of GQ Palace Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of promoters think I don't go to the events because I don't want to go. But see, it's not that. It's just that I'm sick. And I have uncontrollable diabetes type 2. I have an enlarged heart, a low heart rate, a heart murmur, slow blood flowing through the left ventricle of my heart. I have a herniated disc in my back. My right knee is messed up. I have two bulging discs in my neck. So it's like some days I'm real tired. Now, one day it came to a point where I couldn't even walk. And I knew for the fact that, because I wasn't taking my medicine like I normally supposed to. And when I say I couldn't walk and the pain that I was getting, it was like a Charlie horse in a fog, a frog, where the pain actually brought tears to my eyes. And I sat there, and I prayed. When I say I prayed like I never prayed before, I pray, and I said, Lord, please just stop this pain. All I want is this pain to just stop. I can't take it. I can't take it. And then the pain hit somewhere else. And I was like, I'm very serious this time, Lord. I'm going to take my medicine. I'm going to do what I got to do. And then the pain stopped.
My God.
And they say God is good. When they say God is good, God is good. So after that situation, I've been taking my medicine, and I haven't had those pains again.
Amen.
And, you know,
amen.
And I'm listening, and I hear a lot of females on. And I know it's males listening as well. Some of them feel like they have too much pride to come on the line and say what's wrong with them or how they really feel. And this is coming from a man's point of view, because we let our pride get in the way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, believe in the man above, and whatever you want to achieve, you will achieve. If you have any pain, talk to the man above, and your pain will be gone.
Hallelujah.
I want to just tell you, it's an honor having you on. You are a very encouraging, powerful woman.
Thank you.
And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Amen.
Thank you,
also,
sir.
Also, Lavina, I want to thank you for being in my life.
Amen.
Because who say we would have gotten this far if you wasn't here with me to pull me along?
Amen.
She's my soulmate, my everything, and she pushes me to the limit.
Amen.
Makes me feel thinking whatever got to be done, got to be done. And
yes.
I honor and I love you for that.
Amen.
That's so beautiful.
Amen. All right. We're gonna I'm gonna go to everyone for words of encouragement.
Yeah.
And then I know Evangelist Parker said she didn't want to go first. So hopefully she'll go off as she is.
I just wanted to make sure that I left, you know, let other people talk. That's all I was saying.
Right. So whoever wants to go first, you can. But then at the end, Evangelist Parker, if it's okay with you, can you close in prayer for me this
evening? Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Okay. And Rich Money, of course, the CEO of GQ Palace, as well
yes.
as the host.
Amen.
He's my wonderful fiance, and as he just named everything and everything that is, you know, that is wrong. And yes, I push him, and I pray, and I pray, and I pray, and I push him,
Amen.
And I pray, and you know, and I just try and keep on going with it, and you know, be consistent, you know, to just trust in God and giving it all to God, and you know, and that's why I wanted to make sure that I, you know, so say thank you to, you know, Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, because
Amen.
you helped me. That's why I say you helped me more than you know. You know, giving
yeah,
someone these strength, you know, on a day-to-day basis to strive and just want to continue and just not give up and just, you know, when things start to get heavy and, you know, when Rich is extremely sick and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'm at work, I can't get to him, you know,
yeah.
being able to stop wherever you are and just pray
yeah.
in prayer. You know,
yes.
I know that God is good because I was
Amen.
Never able to do that before. You know, just stop
yes.
in my just stop where I am and just pray automatically. I can be
mm-hmm.
driving and I'm praying and I'm driving and I'm when I get up in the morning, I'm more consistent mm. with everything. And I thank you all, you know, for helping me, and I thank God for just putting you all in my life. and helping me, you know, and helping me with the transition that he has, you know, started in me, that I have to also do my part, and I'm thankful, you know, and I have been doing my part, and I'm going to continue to do my part, and I feel like a whole new person.
Amen.
And I said, when 2014 came in, I said, okay, new year, new me. I'm ready. God, I'm
all
ready.
Right now.
I'm ready.
Amen.
And when I said I'm ready, when I tell everyone I am so ready, and I said when Spiritual Sunday comes, you know, I go on and I, you know, try and get the, you know, special guests and everything to come on. And it's so hard, you know, because not a lot of people understand what Spiritual Sunday is about.
Yeah.
So I get, you know, everyone, you know, I get the, you know, pastors, the special guests. So like, all right, well, let me pray on it, you know, and get back to you. And I sat and I prayed on it, and I'm going to tell you, and I had Rich laughing, and I said, let me tell you, when we sat and we talked about Spiritual Sunday, and originally he was going to have someone else do it, and I kept saying in my heart, God told me that was for me to do. That was for me to do. You know, I'm a work in progress. And I never told Rich, but I just said, how come I can't do it, you know? And he said, no, somebody else going to do it. Somebody else can do it.
Yeah.
And he stood firm with somebody else was going to do it. And
he
I
did.
Said, well, how come
he
I
did.
Can't do it? You know, even down to the moment of the gentleman that was supposed to do it, was supposed to start doing Spiritual Sunday, and that night he couldn't do it. And Rich said, okay, you going on. It was like yesterday.
I remember.
You know, and I sat and I prayed, and with having a relationship with God and just being just like, yes, God, my transformation is here. I'm ready. Whatever you need me to do, I trust you. I give it all to you. And all the struggles and trials and tribulations we've had with Spiritual Sunday, it's been a lot. You know, when I tell you it's been a lot, and God is good. And anyone that has been with Spiritual Sunday from the beginning, and Rich
Amen.
And T, you guys know. Spiritual Sunday has been through a lot.
Amen.
And through it all, I thank God for everything and every trial and tribulation.
Amen.
Every person that came on and said, you know, do it this way and don't do it your way. Do it my way. No, I'm doing it God's way, and I just thank you for calling in.
Amen.
You know, and I'm learning how to, you know, be able to say, I thank you for calling in, but at the same time,
Amen.
The fairy tales and stuff, I can't have that before. People call in and they listen, and I know they're thinking I'm crazy because I'm entertaining it, you know? I'm entertaining it, and I'm going along with it, and I said, you know what, God? I know what I have to do. I know what
Amen.
I have to do, and I thank everybody for helping me. You know, I thank everybody for helping me with that, and Rich, I love you, and we're going to get through it. You know, we continue to put God first, and we continue to humble ourselves.
I love you,
we got it. You know, God's in control, and he's in
Amen.
Control of us. So I'm going to go to...
If it's okay, can I go first?
Okay, you can go first, but you know it's a long...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be long. First off, that Lavina can tell you that was one of my songs that I played today, Break Every Chain. I can hear them breaking constantly. As we was talking, they was breaking the whole time. Lavina, I have to tell you, and Rich, I love you both. Spiritual Sunday has been the best. You know, you had to do what you had to do as a period of time. You're doing it by yourself now, and it's a blessing. And I just want to thank everybody tonight for all the encouragement, all the love. And Evangelist Parker, you will hear from me at 6:45.
Yes, baby.
I love you all.
Yes.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Whoever wants to go next, you can go next, and then we're going to end in prayer with Evangelist Parker.
Amen.
My encouraging word is just to hold on to his ever-loving hand, you know, his healing hand. Just trust in him and believe. The biggest part of it is believing. Believing that what he say he will do, he will do.
Amen.
And that's my word of encouragement.
Amen.
Yes, just again, believe and have faith. He can do it. He's done it for me. I've been delivered from so many things. Sister T, you hold on, dear. Keep holding on, and keep pressing. Keep pressing. And know that God is regardless of what it looks like, what it feels like, he's there. And you are going to make it. You will make it. And that's my encouraging word.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, if that's all the words of encouragement, Evangelist Parker, if you can give the information that you want everyone to have.
Yes,
you can
give
that information out, you know, what you want everyone to have, and then if you can close in prayer,
okay.
We're going to close the program
now,
so that Brother Hunter can start his.
Okay. Now, everybody knows that they can hit me on Facebook at Evangelist Angela Parker if you want to be on the Real Partners in Prayer, which T is starting on tomorrow.
Amen.
Just send me a message, or you can call me, you know, contact me through my email, angelaparker6535@sbcglobal.net. You can hit me there. You can hit me through Sister Polite. And those of you all that want to come on our weekends, we give that out. That is the 559-726-1200. And the access code is 454102. Now, the other access code, you'll get that from me or one of the people in the ministry if you want to come on from Monday to Thursday. That's the Real Partners in Prayer. Yes, you can do that. All right. Any other questions?
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just thank and praise the Lord for all of us being here tonight. I'm holding my little baby King just came over, and
aww,
I'm going to try to keep him quiet for a minute so I can pray. He prays with me a lot, though.
Okay.
Lord, we just thank you tonight, and we just bless you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all the people that came on the line tonight, for all the souls that were blessed and encouraged. We are encouraged tonight, and we feel like going on. Now, I pray that you look down on Sister T and all the other young people that came on the line today, young and old and in between, and bless
mm-hmm.
us to have a good night tonight. Any of the people that want to be with Partners in Prayer that came on tonight, they're able and they're welcome to join us. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to bless Sister Polite, bless her and her fiance, bless them with this wonderful work that they're doing. All the people that come on every week and they're inspired and encouraged, and she gives them a platform to express themselves. Now, God, we pray that you bless this ministry abundantly. We pray in the name of Jesus that you do everything. Go beyond what they could ask or think according to the gift that is in you, according to them. The gift that is in us, oh, King, that you would bless us in the name of Jesus. My little baby's just messing with me. And I just thank the Lord for all of you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Oh, yes. Claudia wants to say something to Sister Polite. She's ready to hang up, so you better come on.
I'm sorry. I had called earlier, but I had to leave.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, I think you're a beautiful woman of God. And I respect you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Have a blessed evening.
Yes,
God bless you.
Okay.
Everyone have a blessed and safe week. And we look
all
forward
right. That's
to
wonderful.
Amen.
And we'll be on Partners
thank
in Prayer
you
in the morning,
you.
Tomorrow morning. You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank you all. God bless.
God bless you, too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Scribby right here.
everybody. Good to be back. Hope everybody had a good weekday. Brother Timothy right here, Scribby, a.k.a. from Hartley. You know what we do. We give thanks and praise to God always. This show right here is dedicated to my man, my brother, my blood, my homie from life, from childhood sandbox material, my man Key to Speed, you know, a.k.a. Wiz, the Optimist, you know. This show is dedicated to him. He was killed in Hartley housing this week, you know, murdered by two strangers that wasn't from our town, wasn't welcome in our town. But that's neither here nor there now. He's gone, and we give thanks and praise for his life. And this show is dedicated to him. So I advise all y'all to get on the line. Call us at 646-200-3838. 646-200-3838. Send your love and your blessings to Key to Speed and his family, his brother Jomo, his mom's Mrs. Speed. Send your love out. I got the big homie on the line, the big God, Divine. What's good, homie? Talk to us.
Peace to the brothers. I'm sorry that it had to be a tragic convene, that we had to convene like this, but it's indicative, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
This has been going on far too long, man. We love God and principles with this, you know what I mean? And it's always supposed to be about them kids, man. How you, a boy, we all ran through this boy, you know what I'm saying? Until we became men, you know what I mean? And we had standards and principles, you know? When it killed Lil Ray Ray, it shot hard. It should have been stopped then. That was the sound of call. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard. It's saddening. It's so saddening. But
yeah.
You know, you said on different tours, you know, people. I thought that people was learning, but they wasn't.
Nah,
you know, they all talked. No. They like Two said, man. You know, they sat rapping. Don't be out there if you're barking and you ain't got no bite with it.
The word is still vital. The word is still vital, man. It's called walking dead, man. They out there walking dead, man. You know, they watching these videos and they live in the streets, but they ain't about that life, man. And then when it's time to tighten that link up, they get weak and the link breaks. The leak breaks. And then that's how we get these murders and these senseless killings in our streets, man. If your dudes ain't for the streets, get out the streets, man. If you about, get with God.
Exactly.
In the streets and they portraying what they doing and what they ain't doing, and then when it's time to step up and come to the front line, they letting brothers get attacked and killed and mobbed on and everything, and it's ridiculous, man. But you know, we're not gonna go there, man. You know, because everybody know what's happening right now and today. Yo, homie, I want to thank you for calling in, though, man. We love you, God. You know what I mean,
yo,
man.
God,
I love you, man.
Back up top. I will be back up top. You know what I'm saying? My presence is always gonna be known. Especially when it comes,
homie. And every Sunday,
and we go to the grave with. You know what I mean? I don't mean to cut you short, but yo, I appreciate it, and I definitely see you when I come back up top. Give your father my love, you heard?
I will, King. Yo, call us in next Sunday too, man. Keep yourself alive with us, heard?
All right, for sure. Peace.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this show's dedicated to my man, you know, Key to Speed, A.K.A. Wiz. You know, he was a neighborhood rapper. You know, one of the best in Westchester. Never forget that and don't misunderstand that. Key to Speed, he was the one. And we're going to have some material on him tomorrow night on our show from 7 to 8. You know, the hip-hop and R&B. And we're going to do a lot of things. But this whole show right here is dedicated to him. This song we're going to get into right now is by Beautiful Eulogy. It's called Vital Lens, you know what I mean? In small words, open up your eyes and look at what you see. Understand at what you see. Comprehend it and then live and move forward. Work with that. Stop being ignorant and accepting things for what they are, because everything is not about a hallway and a staircase. It's about living life and giving praises to God. We're getting older now, y'all. Let's get into this. Beautiful Eulogy, Vital Lens. Scribby right here, Hartley.
This is a reintroduction plus some practical perspective for those of us indeed who are in need of complete vision correction. The only thing that's required is a lens that's genuinely objective, and a minute of your time to wrap your mind around divine perception. Cause even the most mindless and spiritually blind can be the spectator in a theater of God's magnificent design. If you would incline your ears and your eyes to these sounds and these signs, we would attempt to rightly refine and align your crooked sight, but we not inclined. that a sunset or an ocean can begin to set in mind when the Son of Man began to set in redemptive motion. For morals, meaning, and devotion, heart, mind, and emotion, substance, significance, and truth cannot be explained or reduced to a big bang explosion. Because his character and nature cannot be known through natural revelation, or shown through random acts or figments of your imagination. We, the beautiful eulogy, attempt to communicate audibly and visually to help you hear and see the glory of God clearly. Love everlasting. I start where I finish, pick it back up where I left it. I'm just a man of unclean lips. I've only seen a glimpse, but everywhere I look I see his fingerprints. All things were made through him. We received his revelation, so we reflect it when we breathe. And the concepts we conceive are born of spiritual seed, manifest in a material realm as musical composition. The rhythm of heartbeats transformed by the gospel and godly wisdom. I'm an instrument of his mercy, unworthy but still he uses me. The beauty of the eulogy, through his death we are truly free. Free indeed. The condemnation and the bondage of our sin was abolished on the cross, and he alone accomplished it. God made himself known, exposing his own nature and his glory through his Son, the revelation of our Savior, the fullness of God born in human form, deity in the flesh. We need a spirit and the word to open our eyes so we can see correct the vital lens.
Vital Lens, you know, I hope you received that well, you know what I mean? That was Wiz's thing, that was Key to Speed's thing, he loved rapping, you know. I'm just sad that I didn't get him in the studio enough to, you know, have something for you right now, but you know, his spirit lives on and we're going to continue to let him live on. This next joint is also by Vital Lens, it's called According to God. Not too long ago, me and Key to Speed was sitting in my room listening to these brothers, and he was amazed. He was astonished by it. He was like, wow, he didn't know gospel rap was taking off like that. And he was like, yo, Scribby, I got to get up in here and do one of them joints so I can get on your show. And that was what we was working on. So it goes According to God, you know, and not just 3 weeks ago, my man Key to Speed heard it and he loved it. So I hope you love it too. Scribby right here, Hartley.
I'm a believer, sometimes I believe the lies of the deceiver. The lies of seeds, when they sprout, they lead to seasons of spiritual amnesia. Deep-seated self-doubt, it creeps in my conscience, feeds my fear. It keeps me up at night, conquered by critical thoughts. My mind is prone to conjure, when it won't, it's watching my failures. Playback, playback on repeat. I try to change the chain of events, but can't rewind to find the delete. But in the push, I'm on the edge. Like the world is about to end. I'm in the middle of Armageddon, with no arms, no weapons, no armor for protection. It's a testing of my faith, and I know the answer, but instead I'm just guessing. Like I forgot that God was my father, and I was set apart for his own possession. His word is my armor and my protection against the enemy's deception. But still I question, how can I receive such an incredible blessing when I feel like I'm less than? Because I went through a divorce and I, a second-rate Christian, I know that's a lie, so I won't listen. Through Christ I'm forgiven, I'm being formed into his image. According to God, I was called from the darkness into his marvelous light. He is near to the brokenhearted and faithful to finish what he started.
Who do you think you are?
struggle to identify most of my misplaced anger and rage. Dealing with a whole of emotional consequences based on the way I was raised. Appealing for affection and affirmation. Adjusted performance to get attention and gain some sort of acceptance, but found I was always rejected and pushed away. Deep scars, feelings of not belonging caused tall emotional walls, and any attempt to recover from the loss of my confidence was incredibly small. The residual effects of abandonment had me observing my character flaws and viewing them all as insufficiently capable of relating or growing with God. I believe these lies to be true for me. My experience was a proof for me, up to the point where I could sense Christ's relentless love and complete pursuit of me, and spoke to me, offering me hope and life through his word, showing me his beauty, changing my perception and giving me perspective of the way that God truly viewed me. A man who was prized and pardoned and chosen before the world's foundation, his own possession, his royal priesthood. I'm part of his holy nation. I'm his friend, I'm valued, he's completely cared for, enough for Christ to purchase. According to God, I'm an adopted child with intimate access, created with purpose.
Chilling, man. What's good, man?
You already know what it is, man. Harvey,
yeah, man.
I rule day.
No doubt, man. Yo, first things first, man. Respect to everybody out in the room, man. You know what I mean? And got to take it. You know what I mean? And it makes. And I don't know how to really say it. You know, cause I do keto. Not like you know him. You know what I mean? But it's real crazy, man. It's like a stunned feeling. Like you got punched in the stomach. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I just want to give respects, man, come through, man, show support and all that, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, man. If you get to the hood, you know what I mean? We'd be in 51 on the second floor where they found the blood at, you know what I'm saying? There's a little visual there, you know, up there. Just, you know, give your praises, man. Just show your presence in the hood, man. That's what it's about right now, you know?
I hear you, man.
Word
no
up.
Doubt.
You know what I mean? To just avoid all the negative shoulda, coulda, wouldas, man, you know?
Mm.
Our brother's gone now, and, you know, that's what's that, man. I see a lot of social media beefing, but, you know, it is what it is, man. You got real men and you got weaklings, man. You know what I mean? The truth is that our brother's gone right now, and he was definitely a saluted soldier, you heard?
Definitely. Most definitely.
Man, believe you know? That. Thank you for calling in, though, God. You heard?
No doubt, man. I'm here, man. You know?
Man,
and I'll be there.
Word up, King.
All right?
Bless
do what you do, Scribby, man. Hold your head, Hudson.
All right, man. My man, Key to Speed, you know. Big shouts out to Shalon Jackson, you know what I mean? We love you. We love the Jackson family, you know what I mean? Sakina, the whole family, we love y'all. Harley Housing, I love y'all. Scribby right here, you know what I mean? Y'all know what to do already. Yeah, I'm going to give a little something up for my man right now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now God, you heard? Yeah, amazing grace. How sweet it is. This next song coming up is by me, your man, your boy, Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby from Harley. You know, this one's called Never Could Have Made It, my version. Harley, stand up, we here. Key to Speed, we love you. R.I.P., King.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Mama Ann and Melissa Harris.
I never would have made it. No, 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 no. I never would have made it, Lord, without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see you were there for me, and I say I never would have made it. No, 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 never would have made it, Lord, without you. Stronger, yeah. I'm wiser, see I'm better, so much better, when I look back, oh, over what you brought me through, oh, I realize I made it.
I love you too. I just want to let you know I'm here supporting you, you know. everything that's going on in our hood right now. We got to let each other know that we're here for each other. I don't even want to talk about the hood right now, but rest in peace, Peter.
Yeah, and no doubt. You know, congratulations. You gave new life with the baby. You know, God is good. We love you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sweetie. We love you. I just want to let you know that we're here supporting you, and we continue to do that. And just hopefully we get strong in our hood, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little too hard, as they say, the devil is a liar.
Yeah, see, here go the real deal, though. The old school, like us, we gone. We ain't in the hood every day no more. It's these little kids, and, you know what I mean, they don't know what it's like when it's frontline time. They get scared and nervous, so, you know, you got to forgive those that don't know better because they don't know better. You know, they just screaming street. They screaming streets, but they ain't about that life. You know what I mean? We
right.
got wounds and stuff on our bodies. We got that life. We got them life scars, so we be knowing already. Your mommy...
Right.
Thank you for calling in. We love you. You know what I mean? My baby Rhonda right there. Y'all don't know, but y'all better know for life with me and her. God bless you, mom.
God bless you, too, baby. You know I got your back. One.
All right, one. Yo, we got Gail on the line. What's going on, ma?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening in ATL?
There ain't nothing too much happening out here. Everybody's straight.
Yeah. You know, thank you for sending your love to the little blood, you know?
Yeah, that's why, I want to call. You know, I'm proud of what you're doing and everything, you know, keeping in touch with, you know, everybody over there, everybody up there, rather, you know, and I'm proud of you for that. I was there with you, you know, so we can do it together.
Yeah, I wish you was here too, Mama.
Yeah. But I'll be up there soon, though.
Okay, Mommy, I love you. Thank you for calling in.
I love you, too, and hold your head, okay?
Hey, I will.
All right, one love.
I will. Love you.
Okay, love you, too.
We got T on the line. T still with us? T? T's not with us no more? Okay. Listen, family. Stop letting weapons formed against you prosper.
Hello?
No weapons formed against you should prosper. Is that T?
Hey, Scribby.
What's good, T? How you doing,
Mama? I'm blessed. I just wanted to come on and show you some love and let you know that, you know that God has your back. You've been through a lot these last few weeks, and
mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you, your family, Keita's family, and just praying for everyone that, like you said, let's put the weapons down.
Yeah.
You know, because we wasn't brought up like that.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to go with me one-on-one, let's knock up.
That's right.
You know, let's not punk down to the violence of a weapon.
Right.
Let's do it straight up.
Yeah, and it was two men against one, so that ain't fair nor fun.
No, it's not. I mean, let's do one-on-one. You know, now, if my gang is out here and, you know, your boys or girls or whoever want to jump in it, then we even them out. But let's knock up. Let's not have the weapons. You know, and it'd be so much better when the weapons are removed from here. But that's never going to happen. I don't see it. You know, we've got a life that's gone.
See, what you do see is, though, the weapon that we have, and that's our word, the word of God, you know.
Exactly.
We got to start pushing more. That's why I'm glad I got this show, and it's in my hands to do what it is I do, because I'm definitely a hood dude. I'm definitely a community dude. I'm definitely a street dude.
Amen.
I'm definitely a man of God, so I have access to many different angles to get God's word out there, and that's going to be my weapon, and has been my weapon of choice.
Amen.
For a few years.
Amen, Scribby.
You know, and many people know that. But, T, I want to thank you for calling in because the line
is...
No
problem.
You know, and we
just
love...
Just wanted to show love and let you know that, you know, I'm praying for everyone.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. I got my man on the line. I love it. My brother, Bullet, a.k.a. Richard Carlos. Stand up, homie. Where you at?
Yo, I'm right here, baby. Everything good, bro?
Yeah, we good, man. You know, we just giving this dedication night to the Wiz Optimist, you know what I mean? Key to speed, baby.
Well, you know, I go back with him since I was 5 years old, man.
I be knowing.
We played in the playground together, the sandbox, and stood on blocks together, you know. And I've been hearing a lot going around our neighborhood, like the hood ain't the same. The hood ain't like it used to be. Well, let me tell you something. The hood hasn't been that way in many years, brother.
That's right.
You know, and it's a blessing that we're here to even talk about not being in the street no more. You know, we made it to an age where a lot of our brothers, we have lost during this journey to get to where we at. We 40 plus.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, the main thing is right now, we just got to give them prayers and our love to his mother, his brother, his son, and everybody that's closely connected to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whoever's heart he touched here and far.
That's right. Because you was there,
you know,
brother. Webster Avenue, the organization, man. You know what I mean? I was telling somebody today, some of the most toughest dudes I know came from the organization, man.
Yeah, I'm here to touch and fly. We came down the hill and represented the hill quite well, you know.
That's right.
Horton and Brook and Hartley's is a part of our home. That's an extension, as we call it, a subsidiary of Webster.
That's right.
You know, we got to keep it real as we can keep it, man, and don't push forward, man. You know, can't look back on nothing negative. And just, you know, I just want to uplift my man's name, man, because no matter what they say, man, he brought more positive to the table than any negative.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? And everybody deals with a negative, homie, you know what I mean? No matter what your negative pleasures may be behind walls or your 5 minutes of pleasure, that doesn't discredit the man that you are and the soldier that you are. And when people get that thing twisted, man, you know, that's how people get hurt. And obviously, you know what I mean, if the story's correct and it was more than one on him, then they knew what they was dealing with. They knew they was dealing with a lion heart, you know what I mean? And when you're dealing with a lion, man, you have to attack a certain way, bro. So that's how I'm going to live with this one, you know what I mean? Because I know, like, you know, Wiz was no crumb, man, you know what I mean? And he wasn't going out like no lamb either, you know what I mean?
No question. Straight lion heart, brother. You
straight
know,
lion.
He's one of the first I ever seen do it, man.
Yo, Bullet, man, beloved, the line is buzzing. I want to thank you for calling in. I love you, King. I'm going to see you in a few days at the funeral. You already know, but
you
need me.
I love it, man. I'm proud of you, man, for doing this, man. Keep this up. Stay strong. Keep God in your heart, man, because I know what it is.
Yeah, man. Well, stay in tune with us. Call us on Sundays. Let us know. Keep the support up. You know what I mean? Give somebody else courage to call in and give praises, you heard? Because I know God's in your life too, King.
I'll be there next week, baby.
Yeah, man. Yo, right now we're going to get into this song that I did, you know, part of my group, DOC, Department of Christ. It's called Safe in His Arms. I'm sure everybody knows that song, and that's what my man Key to Speed is right now. He's safe in God's arms. You heard? Scribby right here, Harley.
Shepherd, yeah, I have everything I need, yeah, he allows me to rest in the meadow's grass, yeah, and he walks me beside the quiet stream, he restores my failing health, yeah. To do what pleases him the most, yeah.
Hey, that's why I'm safe.
Yeah. Safe is all. Everything I need,
every little thing, yeah.
He helps me rest in meadow grass.
Whoa.
And he leads me to that quiet stream. He helps and heals my failing health.
I'm saved.
That's why I'm saved.
That's why I'm saved.
That's why I'm saved.
That's why I'm saved.
My mind. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Saved. His song, the song.
When the storm of life
rolls,
it's the raging
and
the pillows they roll, and the pillows they roll, they roll. Ah, when the storm of life rolls, it's the raging
and
the pillows they roll, the pillows they roll.
Got in his way like that, you know?
Yeah, man, you know, the devil is busy, cousin. But you original gangster, you original man, original homie from Harley Housing, and you made it. You're a grown man. You're praising God now. So you definitely are a living example of how we could change and how men and women can change coming out of Harley, King, and I salute you for that.
All right, thanks, man. But, you know, it wasn't that hard, man. You just had to make that decision to do that, you know. But, you know, I just think his life got spun around. He couldn't find the exit. And just got caught up, man. I'm just sad right now. This really hurt me.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know, that be the reasons, too. You know, a lot of us is running around and not looking for the exit sign. You know what I mean? And that's what it do, man. But we got the lines just buzzing, man. Hartley is calling right now. Yo, King, thank you for calling. You need to call me tomorrow because we got to handle that business as well. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. We got to get our kids back in our lives, King. You know, and thank you for calling, King, all right?
Got it, man.
All right, I love you, man.
Come on, baby.
Yo, we got Danielle on the line from Harley Housing. Give it up, Ma 51. Stand up.
What up? How are you?
What's good, Queen? How are you?
Fine and you, bro. First, I just want to say, yo, I'm proud of you, yo. This
Thank
is really nice. It's very positive. I like this. Very
Thank
nice. And ever since I met you, you've always been like a big brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I seen you, I could peep out real, you know, real. So
yeah.
I'm like, damn, he's a real positive dude. Never said nothing disrespectful to me. You know what I'm saying? You're very positive, and I got mad love for you. You heard?
Baby, it's from the day you came from Brooklyn, we embraced you like you belong to us because that's the type of woman you are, too. You family woman, you heard?
No doubt. Thank you, man. But far as...
in the studio because people don't know that you be spitting. You know what I mean? Daniel
yeah.
Harris fits, y'all. She need to get in the studio with Scrippy. And give
yeah.
this one up. Let's do a joint for Key to Speed tomorrow or something. You heard?
For sure, for sure. Let me know when I get home from work. But real quick, I just wanted to say sleep in peace, rest in peace, Shakita. Like, he was a good dude, like, and I don't really associate with people, but he was very true, very good. I live in that building, like, I would have helped, son. Like, I would have came out my crib. I would have definitely went out with, son. Like,
already
I can't
dope.
Believe that.
For Brooklyn night. And I
yeah,
heard
yeah, man.
Cypher just a couple of days ago spitting together.
Yeah, yo, man. He just said to me in the store the other morning, yo, get in, what's good? I'm like, yo, it's early, frightened. You know how I do be
yeah,
frightened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I had mad love for him. And I'm a late comer to Hartley, but I love my hood. You know what I mean? I love any hood I rep. So, shout out to you. Love the show, love your voice, all that. And I'm going to see you in the hood.
Okay, baby, love you.
All
Yo,
right,
we
love
we got another Hartley night from 51 Original, OG, Gangsta, Queen, Mama Love. We got Doreen Korn on the line. What's good, Ma?
Hey, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, Mommy. I love you.
Love you, too. I'm so glad you're doing this thing right here. Oh, I'm so
man.
Upset with my baby. I miss him.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was trying to tell people, like, this ain't just a nobody, man. This Key to Speed, man. Everybody
yes.
to Speed, and everybody know how he greeted them different. You know what I mean? Some people call him Fam Ron. Some, you know how Key to used to talk. He always
of
had
course.
The slick lingo for you, you know, and that was the baby boy right there.
Of course, all of them are my sweethearts. He was always at my house. Jomo, Louise, all of us. We were like family in the project, man. I can't believe that. But, you know, I'm sending out my love and prayers to his family, and you keep doing big things there, too, sweetheart. Love it.
I'm trying, babe. I'm trying. It's taking a toll on me, though. You know what I mean? But I'm going to keep pushing forward, though.
I know you will. You'll do it.
Okay. I love you. Love your family. Big up to the Korn family. You know what I mean? 51 Window, Holly Housing all day. Kevin Rockwell Jones, Kim Jones,
yes.
Jones, you know, the whole 51 crew, the Manuels, Leroy Manuel. You know what
yep.
I mean? I want to shout out Amanda Sosa.
Daddy, Kenny,
you know,
all of us. The Dixons,
all of us.
The Flowers. We were all family. All
That's right.
family.
Dixons, wow. everybody, man. We was there, you know? And, you know, I just thank you for calling in, sis, for real, man. God bless you, man. Keep supporting me, please.
Of course, of course. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Talk with you soon. All right.
Listen, you know, once again, big shouts out to Mrs. Speed, Jumbo Speed. You know, we love y'all. New Rochelle love y'all. YTL love y'all. You know what it is, man. You know, all the YTL babies, you know, we here, you know. Once again, big shouts out to Amanda Sosa, you know, Gail Singfield calling in, checking in with us. We love y'all. T.C. Holland, you know, Connie Smith, we with all of y'all, you know. Lillian Samuels, I love you, sis. You know I love you, Lily. We here, Scribby right here. This next song is by my girl. She's another Now Rule, Hartley, Hollow Point queen. Her name is Terry Smalls. This song is called I'm Still Here. Holla, Scribby right here, Hartley.
Looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I'm still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go right.
Yeah.
you with, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl Terry Smalls. Like, my producer just hit me. He was like, yo, this girl is crazy. That's Terry Smalls from the Hollow, y'all. She's crazy with it. Y'all got to get that album. We got Missy on the line, Eddie on the line, and Michelle. We're going to take Eddie first. Let's move it real quick. The lines is popping. We about to get off the air, but I love y'all for calling in. Cousin Eddie, what's happening?
What's happening, cousin? Spread love. Spread love, baby. You definitely spreading love.
I'm trying to do what I do, King. You know what I mean? God is good. He's opening up doors for me, even when I don't deserve it, Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, you deserve it, you know what I'm saying? You deserve it. I just want to say shout-out to all Key to Speed family, you know what I'm saying? My heart goes out to you, my prayers goes out to you, you know what I'm saying? And it's a sad thing, you know, but it's a good thing. He's in a better place, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. It's definitely all good.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. That's my cousin right there, you know what I mean? We're going to cut it short with Easy Ed, you know what I mean? Green, but he's another singer, you know what I mean? And he's part of the DOC, Department of Christ Singers. And y'all be hearing from him real soon, too. He's going to be a lot on my work. So y'all just keep your eyes open. Yo, Cousin Ed, thank you for calling, my dude. We love you, baby.
I love you, too, cousin.
All right, fam, Ron. Hit me tomorrow, you heard?
No doubt.
All right, yo, we got Missy on the line. What's good, baby? Missy. Missy, go on. Hey, Miss.
Hello. Hi, Timmy. How are you?
What's good, baby? I love you.
Love you, too.
What's happening?
Nothing. Just called to get my deepest souls in to the Edith Speed and his family.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You heard I played the song, right?
What song?
Played Never Could Have Made It, you know what I mean? For Mama Ann, you heard?
No, if he puts me on speaker, he can't hear me, Annie.
Tell Annie I love her. Big up to Annie. We got Annie on.
Love you.
You know what I mean? We're going to have Annie in the studio soon, too. She's singing and everything. Big up to my son, Elijah Hunter. You know what I mean? Eli, you heard singing. Yeah, we love you. Yo, Missy, you know, Hartley Housing Forever. Big up to Missy Carter, Donna Carter. You know what I mean? Zig Carter, Tony. Big up to the whole family. We love y'all. You know what I mean? Sheridan. Stay strong. Get your head up. Come home soon. We love you. Thank you for calling, baby.
All right. Love you, too. Be
all right, Mom. Give Annie a kiss for me. We got Michelle on the line. What's happening, Michelle?
Hello?
Michelle?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yo, what's good, family?
Good. I'm just so proud of you. I'm glad you're doing this. You've been through the storm, just like the rest of us been through the storm, and you're going to make it. If nobody else appreciate it, which I know they do, but I really appreciate it. You have held me down in several different ways, and I could thank you a million times, but deep in my heart, I really do care and got a lot of love for you. I just want to say that our hood would never be the same again, and I want to send my condolences to Keita's family, and I want, you know, it's a rough road and it's a tough pill to swallow because I am a mother who has lost a child, so I'm not going to say it's easy. But we just got to keep praying for her and praying for his family.
That's right. Rest in peace to my little cousin, Shaina. You know what I mean? We love you. We know you're looking down. That's my cousin right there, Michelle Carter, Hartley Housing's finest. You know what I mean? We here, 81st Side, stand up. I love you. Thank you for calling in, baby.
All right. It's staying.
Will, Mama, I will. We got the God Kasim on the line, Hartley's finest on the RAP. What's good, homie?
Peace, peace, big brother. What it do, man?
Yo, peace, Lord. You know what it do, man. Sadness,
yeah.
Pain, but we moving on. We staying strong, you know what I mean? Building on what we got, man.
I just wanted to put this out there, you know what I mean? I'm sure it's been said in so many different ways. But, you know, I knew that brother, man, since I was 9 years old, you know what I'm saying, playing football with him. You know, he was a phenomenal athlete. You know, football, basketball, rhyming, his personality, quick-witted.
Yeah.
Always had a good word for you to make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what type of MC he was, B. Like, he's the type of cat that had to take it easy when he get on the track with fam because he don't want to really just make you look like that. Everything that came out that kid's mouth was so much more advanced than the rest of us. You understand what I'm saying? And we talking about Now Rule. We talking about some of the finest. You know what I mean? He very much reminds me of you, big brother.
Wow.
The same way you were inspiring to me, he was one of those. He always greet me, peace, real MC. That's the first three words come out his mouth every time he seen me to the last time I seen him. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing but inspiration. You know what I'm saying? That's one of Now Rule's finest right there. Hartley, you know what I'm saying? Now Rule, forget just Hartley. Now Rule got to stand up, and we got to keep that brother alive. Straight up.
We will, King. We will, King. Yo, King. You already know Hartley love you, man. You representing us on YouTube. Everywhere you go, you representing us with the spoken word, with the rap, with the singing. If y'all don't know, man, that's Qasim right there. Qasim Allah. For all
now
the
that's Icky right there for Hartley. I love you, baby. This is Icky on the line right now. You heard?
For all the Hartley nights, this is little Icky right there on the line. Get it right. And his sister Sonya, you know
word
what
up.
I mean? And Mark Dukes, everybody, get it right. Sixth floor, building 70. That's what it is, man. Hartley, housing babies. Is on the line tonight.
Yeah, man. Love you, baby. Yurt. Love you.
Love you too, man. Do we still got Orville on the line? Is my man Orville still with me? Did Orville get off the line? Orville. I think Orville got off the line. Qasim, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, brother.
Hey, yo, man, I love you, though, King. You need to get in touch with me and, you know, get some work done because, you know, you are one of the spiritual ones. So I need you in the studio so I can start playing some of this stuff that you, you know, you got for us, man, and let that word be spoken. Let your spirituality come out, man, and let the world hear it. We got 65,000 listeners right now, King.
Wow. And I got something brand new for you, too. So I'll be coming through. You know what I mean?
I'll be coming through.
You got it. You know you got it. I love you, too. I'm proud of you. Do your thing.
Yes, sir. We got Orville on the line. What's happening?
Peace.
Orville? No, Orville, huh? Orville's my man anyway. Y'all need to know that was a man that was in the streets with me struggling and muggling, you heard? And he got his life together, and he's living for God, too. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. You know, all I know is this, man. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he says he will do. He's a man of his word. Come through, said no weapons formed against me shall prosper. He won't work, no, no. God bless, man. Hartley Housing, I love y'all, man. Scribby right here, man. Brother Timothy Hunter, you'll know me. You'll know what it is and what we do. I love y'all. Give thanks. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, carry this spirit with you. You heard? Buy a stranger some coffee. Buy a stranger some tea. You know what I mean? To my man Cliff Taylor. To my man Glenn Ford. Big up. Rest in peace to your mom. She left us this week. We love her. Thank you for all the things she did for us. You know what I mean? Big up to my man Travis. Everybody. Big up to Rich Money. TC. You know what I mean? The whole GQ clique. You know, the mayor. I love y'all, man. God is good, man. Thank you for all the support. Big up to my little man, Giovanni. Sir Giovanni, get it right. He's in heaven now, one of the youngest to do it. And he's there now, and he's living his life. And we love him, and we miss him, man. Rest in peace to everybody, man. God bless you, Anna. You know what I mean? God bless my mother, Barbara Ann Hunter, my father, Walter Tate. You know what I mean? My girl, Christine Johnson. I love y'all, man. You're there for me. My sons, Haji Bashan, Elijah, Karan, Chase Lyric. I love y'all. Daddy loves y'all. You heard? Stand up, man. We're going to get into this song, man. You know, I don't even care what song it is now. I'm just going to holler at my producer, Rich Money, man. You know, play whatever you feel your heart to play. Because right now, I'm feeling sad, man. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to my man, Key to Speed, man. Word up, man. Scribby right here.
existence. Heartache, I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen. Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it through
another day's journey.
God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord.
I had to bear so many burdens,
but I'm still here. Yeah. Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointment, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all,
I made it through
another day's journey.
Woo.
God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it.
Woo.
God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need, standing right there, just to see about me. Oh, one more day, y'all. The Lord
kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. I just want y'all to know this tonight.
I made it.
Yes,
I made it.
I'm still here. And a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but
I made it.
By the grace of God, y'all.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to time. All night long. Have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was going to bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did. You made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.
Yeah. anybody ask you where I'm going, where I'm going soon. Hey, hey, I'm going up for yonder. Hey, I'm going up for yonder. Hey, I'm going up for yonder to be with my Lord. God bless you all. I want you all to have a happy weekend. You know, big up to Lavina, Sadat X, you know what I mean? I love y'all, man. Scribby right here, Hartley for life, you heard? God bless. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you.